news this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. The U.S. and Iran each asserting they control the Strait of Hormuz after a weekend of attacks stretching across the wider Middle East. The attacks that continued into Monday morning further threatened any diplomacy to end the war. The attacks underline that the waterway that once saw a fifth of the world's traded crude oil and natural gas pass through it remains the key issue in negotiations. Iran and the U.S. nearly at the midway point of a 60-day period of an interim deal that was supposed to set up talks for a permanent end to the war. Oil prices have jumped in Asian shares, mostly lower, after the U.S. carried out airstrikes and Iran retaliated. The prices of Brent crude and U.S. benchmark crude gaining nearly 5% early Monday. Ukraine's president announcing changes to his government.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Spiridenko has stepped down as President Volodymyr Zelensky makes changes to Ukraine's government. The former prime minister saying, "I remain ready to serve the Ukrainian state and carry out every task aimed at strengthening Ukraine's position, defending our national interests, and bringing a just peace closer." Spiridenko, the former economy minister, was named prime minister in July 2025. Zelensky announced her resignation in a post, saying that Ukraine is changing its political strategy. Zelensky also says there will be changes among the top ranks of Ukraine's law enforcement agencies. I'm Donna Water.
Senator Lindsey Graham's death sparking a political scramble in South Carolina. As a senior senator and ally of President Trump, Graham was expected to win re-election easily. Now Governor Henry McMaster must appoint a temporary replacement until January. Meanwhile, Democrats have nominated Charleston pediatrician Annie Andrews. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Progressive knows you've got plenty of things to worry about.
What time does the kid's practice end? How long has that check engine light been on? Are takeout containers microwave safe?
So the last thing you should have to worry about is what to do if something unexpected happens on the road. That's why if you're ever in a major accident, Progressive's accident response can detect it and send help. It's just one less thing to worry about.
How long does chicken last in the fridge?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Limited availability in California. Drivers responsible for emergency and towing charges not covered by the policy.
Veterans and active duty service members. When your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. An elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Already in an early problem this morning, I-95 southbound right at the Beltway in Rosedale. Been there about 25 minutes or so, maybe a little bit longer. Southbound, left-hand lane is blocked as you're coming under the Beltway, and it looks like the two left-hand lanes now with some more equipment now on the scene with this accident scene. So it looks like we're getting two, maybe three lanes by to the right. The backup is back to the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. Eventually, it's going to slow down. So as you're coming south from White Marsh Boulevard down to the Beltway, you need to be prepared for that delay. And it looks like they're going to be there for a little while longer, at least up ahead so far. And early this morning, there are no problems at all at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. Temperatures heat up starting Tuesday with highs back in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in Nottingham and 67 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend murder in the Gwin Oak area. Detectives were called to the 600 block of Whitehead Court at around 1:30 Sunday morning, where they found a man with multiple gunshots to the upper body. Police say the 26-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators have not released any information on a suspect or motive in the case, and anyone with information is asked to call police. police. And city police are investigating a Sunday night shooting in West Baltimore. The victim approached officers on patrol in the area of Pennsylvania Avenue and told them he had been shot in the 1200 block of Lawrence Street. The 36-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he's listed in stable condition. There's no word on a suspect or a motive. And Anne Arundel County has expanded the safety zone around a structurally unstable office building on Ritchie Highway in Glen Burnie. The county has established a 150-foot safety perimeter around the 10-story Empire Towers. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 314. The pick 4, 1207. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, 97 games is all it took for the Baltimore Orioles.
And he may well do so. Deep center field. Tavares will touch the ball. Right down the middle. A dead central digger for Leody Tavares.
To the base of the batter's eye, Kevin Brown had the call on Masson at 448 feet. Tavares' two-run monster shot was the longest of his career, and it got the Birds going to an 8-2 win over the Royals yesterday as Baltimore, for the first time in 8 tries this season, wins their 4th game in a row. The game was marred by an incident in the 7th inning when O's third baseman Blaze Alexander suffered a broken hand after being struck by a 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Royals reliever Lucas Erceg, which sparked the benches to clear. The incident immediately followed a home run by the previous batter, Sam Basayo. After the game, manager Albanez was asked how much of a gut punch that is.
And boy!
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Especially the way how Blaze has been playing on both sides of the ball, especially the way he's swinging the bat. Our guys showed we're resilient, you know, and then Blaze would be around and see where he's at rehab-wise and go from there. But, yeah, definitely a gut punch.
Well, we may not see Blaze till September at the earliest, but the win puts Baltimore at 46-51 at the All-Star break, still in the thick of it with 13 games left before the trade deadline. Meanwhile, MLB concluded its annual amateur draft over the weekend. O's picking 7th in the first round, selecting Eric Booth Jr., an 18-year-old center fielder out of Mississippi, the headliner for 20 selected overall, 11 pitchers, 9 position players. Coming up in 30 minutes, the World Cup semis are set. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Monday, July 13th, 2026, the two-year anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. We'll cover that a little bit later on in the program. Coming up in this hour, Texas birth tourism has been revealed, and it is a shocker when you hear the latest. We'll meet Maryland's Democrat socialists. They are beginning to rise and make their voices heard here in this state. But our top story here today is the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham at the age of 71. Now, the unofficial cause of death is being attributed to an aortic rupture. That, according to the D.C. Medical Examiner, when I first heard, because he was just in Ukraine on Friday, just there, looked healthy, sounded healthy. You know, he's on the Iranian assassination hit list. In fact, Lindsey Graham had joked that at least they chose a good picture of him when he put the bullseye on his head. And, of course, he has advocated taking out Putin. And Putin and the Russians use poison to get rid of some of their enemies. Now, the tox panel, we understand, won't be in for a couple of weeks as of yet. But the preliminary findings, and this was a little bit bizarre. He passed away Saturday night, sometime around 8 o'clock. And then by Sunday, early Sunday afternoon, we're told that autopsy had already been performed. So maybe the family wanted it, maybe the and then, of course, Cash Patel said the FBI was assisting in the investigation into his death. I would think it would be an automatic. He's a prominent U.S. senator, a big foreign policy guy. We'll get into my feelings about Lindsey Graham coming up in just a second. But so here was some of the statements he made Friday, just this past Friday, while in Ukraine.
I'm pleased to announce, as of about 30 minutes ago, we've reached agreement with the White House on a version of the Russian sanctions bill that they will support. It means it's going to become law. So when I get back to Washington, I'm going to go with Senator Blumenthal to the Republican and Democratic leader to see if we can find time to move this Russian sanctions package that would give tools to President Trump to help end this war.
Now, he said that they would support him at the White House, not the Russians. The Russians wouldn't have been happy with that at all. And Graham called on China to intervene.
The road to ending this war, the road to peace, passes through Beijing more than it does Washington, Kyiv, or Moscow. China has an oversized influence. I'd like them to use their influence for the good of the world.
All right, so you can see that, again, he was very prominent. He wanted to end the war. President Trump wanted to end the war, but Lindsey Graham already on the Iran hit list, already on Putin, I guess. When you're talking about taking out Putin, that certainly is going to get his attention. So, again, initial preliminary findings are it was an aortic rupture or a tear in the aorta, but we'll see if anything else could have caused that as the you look at this, and that's now down to... He's down Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, surfaced over the weekend, a picture of Mitch McConnell with his wife from his hospital bed. So now they're down to 51 senators. We'll get more of that coming up. We'll hear from President Trump, who was on Meet the Press yesterday, talking about Lindsey Graham. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Southbound 95 in trouble for the last hour or so here with a wreck right underneath the Beltway as you're coming south from White Marsh Boulevard and into Rosedale. Only two lanes are getting by to the right. There's still a heavy-duty wrecker there as well. Can't tell for sure just the way this is sitting, but I think this one vehicle might be overturned, and that's the reason for the crane that is there right now trying to get this vehicle out of the roadway. So the backup is still only back to the bridge at Rossville Boulevard, but right now if you're coming south from White Marsh, you'll need to be ready to go to the right side of the roadway as you're getting closer down to the Beltway at that point. And because of that, that's holding up some of the traffic going down towards both the Harbor Tunnels right now, so no early problems there. Looks good through Annapolis early at the Bay Bridge, through the Severn River Bridge at Ritchie Highway, and then, of course, at the top of the hill. That backup doesn't show up till about 7 or a little bit after when it does show up right there at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, upper 80s overnight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, the heat and humidity start creeping back into the area with sunshine highs in the low 90s. And Wednesday, we're looking at triple digits once again as the heat dome is not gone away yet. So, of course, look at Maggie. She's like grinning from ear to ear.
Indeed.
She loves the heat.
I do.
Especially the prickly heat.
Oh, dear.
Right now, sunny 70 in Annapolis, 63 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. World Cup is down to the final four teams, France versus Spain and England versus Argentina. Right now, World Cup referees are wondering which team is going to lose to Argentina.
Yeah.
The fix might
basically
be in. Do you know what one of the Spanish officials said? There's not a single Frenchman on the team for France because every one of them is black. So,
isn't that weird?
It is weird. The goalie for the Japanese team happened to be black as well. Hmm. So I guess they all want to play. So they move to these countries and they become naturalized citizens. Two-thirds of the United States is sweltering under a massive heat dome, as we had just mentioned, and President Trump has said, look, America's the hottest country in the world right now.
As always, he's right.
Yeah. Did you know that Smucker's bought Hostess?
Did not.
Yeah. I just learned of this this morning. Of course, Hostess, maker of Twinkies and Ding Dongs, prominently displayed in Chuck's Pantry.
Okay.
But apparently they've led to slipping sales and nearly $3 billion in losses. So
since they took over?
They took over, yeah.
Wow.
How's that happening? Something that's like a staple.
Yeah, well.
Everybody loves a Ding Dong.
Talking about profits being eaten up, Who knows what's going on there? China has abruptly stopped the export of helium. They're not exporting any more helium right now. That means the price of balloons is going to balloon.
Why would they do that? Inflation.
Yeah, exactly. Deflation, maybe. House of Representatives plans to bring a bill to vote this week that will make daylight saving time permanent.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah,
so
it's time for a change because we're sick of changing time. Right.
Just like the Brady Bunch said, when it's time to change it. I was
driving
like
home
it.
Last night. I was out with the grandchildren and stuff, and we had dinner, and it's like 8:30, and it was like a bright, sunny night.
Mm-hmm. You just feel more productive, especially in our line, you know, the time we get. The day's longer, you just feel like you get so much more done, and it's just better on the psyche.
Right, when it gets dark at 5 o'clock,
depression is real.
That's not good.
I think it's a great idea.
Frontline workers at Costco retiring as millionaires thanks to the company's generous compensation plan. Yeah. I mean, Costco is just an amazing place. Where else can you get a rotisserie chicken next to a set of tires? It's right there.
Only in America.
Right.
Or only at Costco.
I'm wondering how they must pay their workers really well because they're always giving out free samples. And then when you go to Costco.
They do.
Yeah, I know that people go there to eat. They will just go and they'll go from station to station to get the free samples. Chuck, is that you?
Well, after 5 times, they asked me to leave.
Yeah, right. Can you, sir, can you move along with somebody else in line?
Direct me to the roll-aids aisle?
Speaking of food, today is a special day for you, Maggie. It's National Beans and Franks Day.
Yes! Break the beans!
Beans and Franks Day today. By the way, the announcer of Jeopardy, you know his name?
I just remember, may you rest in peace. Alex Trebek is the last one I paid attention to.
I know, but the announcer is now 98, and he's still announcing on Jeopardy.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
Johnny Gilbert.
Holy smoke, I thought you meant the host, actual announcer.
The actual game show announcer,
still rocking and rolling.
They used to call them booth announcers back in the day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Chuck began his career as a booth announcer. He was in a phone booth, begging for work at Transit and Traffic.
In Irvington Pharmacy.
I've seen phone calls.
Johnny Gilbert became the announcer for the show in 1984, and he's still doing the show today.
Still got the pipes going,
Got great longevity there, no doubt.
He and the Rolling Stones.
All right, so now we're officially at the baseball All-Star break. And the Orioles have won 4 games in a row. Break them up, man. Of course, Kansas City's awful. The Royals are just a really bad team.
That's what they, I mean, yeah, I mean, history.
It's all right. That's where you got to get even sometimes.
That's right. Home Run Derby, what is it? Is that tonight?
The Home Run Derby?
And it's on Netflix. That's it.
That's it? You can't get anywhere else but Netflix?
You can only get it All-Star on Netflix only?
Streaming on Netflix.
Well, so it's, you have to pay to watch it, and that means many people will not do that.
No.
Many people can't. You don't even have access.
You don't have access to somebody else's password, Chuck?
No.
I find that hard to believe.
My daughter has it.
In your barter network.
No.
If you really want to watch it, let me know. I can share my password with you.
If they're going to put it on there, they can go to KMA. That's what I tell them.
All right, we're off and running. Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. I want to tell you about our good friends at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to any kind of hearing issue that you might be experiencing, whether it's earwax or whether it's other anatomical issue in your ear or maybe something is stuck in your ear. She told me once about having to remove an insect from somebody's ear, and that just kind of ruined me for the day. But in any event, it was, that's what they do. And by the way, I think you should get an annual hearing exam like you do a physical, well check and get the vision test that we do on either an annual basis or every 2 years. We just ignore our hearing for some strange reason. And that's bad, especially as we get older because, hearing loss can lead to feelings of isolation from society and social. It can be awkward for a lot of seniors that are having some hearing issues. So get it checked out. You get a benchmark hearing test. You'll know we have a baseline of where your hearing is now. And should you have any issues or problems down the road, then you'll see. You'll be able to check out and see how much hearing loss you may have. And I would, the sooner you treat it, the better off you are. So call today for your appointment. Again, they have 10 to 11 different locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore Metro. 410-944-3100 is the number. Or you can log on to AAI Audio.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
And we're talking about Lindsey Graham, sudden death of Lindsey Graham at 71 years of age, 2 days after his 71st birthday. He passes away suddenly after the family said a brief and sudden illness. The FBI saying they're now making every necessary resource available to D.C. authorities in this shocking death of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, who died unexpectedly Saturday night at the age of 71. There's a Baltimore connection here, too. We'll tell you what that is in just a moment. 6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the heavy-duty wrecker just pulled this vehicle, looks like a big truck, out of the left-hand lane, southbound on 95 under the Beltway. And they're in the process now of getting that lane open. So maybe in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll have all the lanes open southbound. Right now, still two lanes to the right with a delay back to the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. The Beltway looks good. Good start there. Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. BW Parkway, no problems. 95 right now is clear southbound from Howard County down through the Prince George's County line. And you're doing okay, making the ride towards the Capitol Beltway and into Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, upper 80s, and tonight in the mid-60s. And that's it, because the heat dome is coming back in triple digits by Wednesday. Right now, 73 and sunny in Ocean City. It is 65 in Parkville. While in Ukraine on Friday, Senator Lindsey Graham talked about more sanctions on Russia and giving more lethal aid to Ukraine.
I've never been more optimistic than I am today that we have the formula to end this war. Help Ukraine be more lethal. Let those supporting Russia to know it's going to be a price to be paid if you keep doing it. And to try to find an off-ramp, not to humiliate Putin, but to end this war so that Ukraine will thrive and survive.
And that was in Ukraine on Friday. Then he takes a 12-hour flight back to the United States. Now, his father had heart disease, and he passed away at the age of 69 while Lindsey was still in college, and he ended up raising his sister. They were both orphaned. Both the mother and father passed away. And then, this is interesting, because the 911 call that went out Saturday evening apparently was a woman in Baltimore who called 911, rather, and the crew from Engine 7 of DC Fire and EMS could not get anyone to answer the door. They apparently forced entry into the home. Radio traffic gives the impression that he may not have immediately been in cardiac arrest when they arrived, but there's no confirmation of that information. But I'm wondering if that is his sister, if his sister lives in Baltimore. What woman in Baltimore would, I guess maybe she couldn't get a hold of Lindsey and was concerned, and she's the one who called 911. For a welfare check. President Trump was on Meet the Press. He talked about he had spoken with Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, maybe an hour or so, maybe a couple hours before his death.
No, he said he's a little tired. It was a long trip, you know, many hours. And he had just gotten back. And he, it must have been right after that, because I understand the police or whoever it is came there at about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening, something like that. So somebody notified him. But no, he felt okay. I mean, I actually, on the call, he told me, Chris, and he said, you know, I feel good, but I'm tired. Mm. He was fine. I knew him well. He would let you know if he wasn't feeling well. He had days where he didn't feel so well, and he'd let you know about it. But he was a fantastic person. He was a man who, you're going to watch, it's going to be a very big thing with him. He's going to be appreciated more now than he was when he was living, I think.
Look, I had mixed feelings about Lindsey Graham. May he rest in peace. I do believe that he thought he was always doing what was best for the country. He served as a JAG officer in the Air Force for 20 years, but he was a neocon from the get-go. And again, never hesitated to start a foreign war, pretty much. And then, of course, he was pro-amnesty at one point in his career in the Senate. And then he kind of shifted and became a trusted ally to President Trump in the latter years, and that's why Trump, of course, said he was like a member of the family to me. But he he stuck by Trump's side in most of these battles. I think this perhaps was one of his best moments when he was fighting for the nomination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court of the United States after Democrats tried to smear Justice Kavanaugh as a drunk and a rapist.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said, oh, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
Senator Lindsey Graham, perhaps one of his greatest moments battling for Justice Kavanaugh. We'll talk more about him throughout the course of the show. If you're a contractor, you want to try to keep that kitchen or remodel project moving, your timing matters and cost as well. That's why you should get my good friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Joppa Road in Baltimore County is the showroom. Mike will help you with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it really needs to be. So whether you need cabinets, whether granite, quartz, quartzite, countertops, they can help you keep the job moving. Stop by the Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. At 6:30, latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Brought to you by Audiology Associates. Andy Harris is mourning the passing of Senator Lindsey Graham. The state's lone Republican in Congress is sending his deepest condolences to Graham's family, friends, dedicated staff, and the people of South Carolina during this difficult time. Harris says Graham's selfless service to his country, both in uniform and in Congress, is much appreciated. The First District Representative says working with Graham on budget issues made it clear that he was a true leader in the fight to restore fiscal responsibility, and he will be sorely missed. The Talbot County Sheriff's Office says a man from Queen Anne's has been arrested for the alleged abuse of his 8-day-old child. Investigators say 30-year-old Shane Lateef took the child to the Shore Medical Center in Easton in November, saying the child was lethargic and had a swollen head. Doctors determined the child had injuries consistent with abuse, and law enforcement began an investigation, saying it eventually led to Lateef as a suspect. On July 9th, Lateef was arrested and charged with first and second degree child abuse, first and second degree assault, and child neglect. Lateef is being held without bond. And some employees who work in Glen Burnie's Empire Towers have been without their vehicles since the building was evacuated last week. The 10-story building on Ritchie Highway was cleared out on Thursday after construction work in the garage led to structurally unsound conditions. Officials have not given a timeline for when the building will reopen. According to WJZ-TV, the property management company says an evaluation has shown no damage to any vehicles in the garage. And it's been nearly a week since two children were murdered in their Gwin Oak home, and Baltimore County police continue to search for a suspect. 9-year-old Steve Allen and his 15-year-old sister, Giovanna Myrie, were found dead by their parents last Tuesday evening. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All the lanes are open now. 95 southbound, the wreck that was under the Beltway in Rosedale and before the bridge at Kenwood Avenue, gone now. So the backup at the Rossville Boulevard also. All that traffic that was caught up there is now heading south, going into both the harbor tunnels. And with that, 895 very quickly now is starting to slow at the O'Donnell Street ramp. And from there, the heavy traffic is going into the old harbor tunnel. So it looks like about a 7-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer. We'll keep an eye on that. 95 in the meantime, which has four lanes open southbound, is moving much better as the alternate if you want to move over to 95 through there. A couple of new minor accidents in the city. St. Paul at 27th and on the east side of downtown, Orleans Street at Central Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. Temperatures heat up starting Tuesday with highs back in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Move over, Bronx Bombers. How about the Baltimore Bombers?
First outing for Lucas Irsig in the series. Samuel Basayo drives one to center field and gone! Basayo sneaks it out for his second home run of the series and 16th of the year.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Samuel Basayo's solo blast in the seventh was the O's 8th of the series, 13th in their last five games, as the Birds sweep the Royals 8-2 yesterday at Camden Yards, winning their fourth in a row for the first time this season. Here's post-game reaction now from manager Albernaz on the team's uplifting move before the All-Star break.
Four-game stretch, good series, guys. The first two games against the Cubs, the homestand was tough, and the boys responded. Good series against the Royals. I mean, they're a gritty team.
Meanwhile, what a series this actually was over the weekend. Kyle Bradish was brilliant on Saturday night, pitching a no-hitter into the seventh inning.
I mean, I didn't really even notice until we went out for the seventh, and then Rutsch just told me the same thing. When I ran out there, it was kind of a loud cheer, and I was like, what's going on? But then it crept in my mind, and I mean, it was a weak hit, but whatever.
There still has never been a no-hitter, by the way, thrown by an Orioles pitcher in the 34-plus year history of Camden Yards. How about that? Meanwhile, how about this? Across the pond, on the grass courts of Wimbledon, Yannick Sinner, still the world's number one. That call courtesy of the BBC in London. Sinner over Alexander Zverev in four sets, defending his World Wimbledon crown, winning his fifth career Grand Slam title. Meanwhile, FIFA World Cup with two stunning quarterfinal games on Saturday. First, England-Norway. This one happened late.
Rodgers lets it go. Nilan spills it. It's a goal. It's Jude Bellingham. It's England back in front.
John Strong had the call on Fox. Jude Bellingham in the 93rd minute. England defeating Norway and its Goliath goal-scoring machine, Erling Haaland. 2-1 was the final. The Three Lions advancing to the semis for the first time since 2018, where they'll face the defending champs, courtesy of this guy.
Julian Alvarez! Wow!
Is right. Julian Alvarez from outside the box bent it like Beckham in the 112th minute, leading Argentina to a 3-1 win over the Swiss. Argentina now trying to become the first World Cup winner back-to-back since Brazil in 1958 and 62. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there's always an exception to the rule.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I trust you had a nice weekend, Sean.
I did. Thanks for asking. It was a very nice weekend spent yesterday with the grandchildren, and it's always good when you're with the grandbabies.
You got that absolutely right. We had a great weekend, too. We went to the Orioles game.
Oh, you went Friday night?
We did. We went Friday night. Great atmosphere. Great game. Weather was good.
How was the drone thing, the drone show?
Well, that was Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday.
Right.
Okay.
We didn't go Saturday night. We had other stuff to do, but Friday night we went. You know, get out the waffle iron for me, will you? Okay? And maybe even for you, too. I don't know. There's got to be an exception to this rule. The Orioles are under 500.
Five games under.
We know that.
Right.
Yet they're only two games out of the race. like Fonzie could never say he was wrong, right?
Right.
Out of the woo race.
Right.
But here's the thing. The teams that are in that third slot right now are also under 500. 48 and 49, Seattle and Minnesota, or right. Somebody, I don't even know. Anyway, if that team is under 500, then there's got to be an exception to the rule.
I know, you're getting all excited about, you know, the sweeping of the Royals, who are just god-awful.
I hear you. I absolutely hear you, and that's the caveat, okay? But still, if the team that's in the slot right now is under 500, it's still a race. you still have to be included.
And technically, you're right. But, again, we'll get excited when they reach 500. That's where you start getting excited.
Well, these next 2 weeks, after the All-Star break, there are 13 games left before the deadline. They've got Houston and Boston right after the All-Star break. Those are two of the teams that are right there with them. So we'll see how that whole thing works out, and then we'll have another conversation.
Yes, we will. Maybe we can actually say the phrase. Who knows?
Hello.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. We really was a true American patriot, the late Senator Lindsey Graham. My question is, because he was a very powerful force on the United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee as such, so who will take his place on the committee to ensure that President Trump's foreign relations agenda gets passed through, hopefully? Do you have any ideas who would be the first person up, or what do you know?
Well, the chairman is James Risch, so I'm sure he'll have a lot to say with it. He'll meet with Thune the buffoon, and I'm sure we'll see what happens there. But I would have to look at the committee members again and see who's on it, and I don't have it from memory and who's not on it. But I think would have to certainly be somebody that is going to share President Trump's vision for foreign policy. I would think that would be first and foremost. If Tuberville isn't on it, then he should be. And of course now, or maybe others, there are others out there as well. But I think, didn't he just run, is running for governor? So maybe he's going to be out anyway, Tommy Tuberville. So we'll have to wait and see. But, we're going to miss, parts of Lindsey Graham. I think the latter part of Lindsey Graham part two was wonderful. The first part of his career was, not as good, but may he rest in peace. Mark, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to meet some Maryland Democrat Socialists. If you have not heard yet, the new DSA policy platforms are out. And here's what they're calling for. Eliminate the United States Senate, replacing the President and the Supreme Court with an executive and judiciary chosen be subordinate to Congress, amnesty for all immigrants, and defunding the Department of War, and to denuclearize the United States. There's an offshoot of the DSA called the Party of Liberation and Socialism, the PLS, and the PLS also revealed their agenda on last week.
We're excited to have each and every one of you to join us for this important discussion about what socialism is, the history of socialism, and what a socialist revolution could look like in the United States. Because the main thing that we talk to with all members, with the Action Network, and with our communities is, how do we actually achieve it?
A foundational step in the socialist reconstruction of society would be the creation of a new constitution. The new socialist government will take possession of all the existing capitalist banks and create one People's Development Bank. The Electoral College would be abolished. The House of Representatives could be replaced with the National People's Assembly that would not only be made up of delegates elected from local election districts, but would also include delegates from the many mass organizations of millions of workers, students, and more. And the Senate could be replaced by the Assembly of Oppressed Nations to correct the historic injustices imposed on the indigenous peoples and the nation and the black nation. This Assembly of Oppressed Nations will consist of delegates from oppressed nationalities and peoples. The reorganization of society, including the transition of society to green technology and renewable energy, will be carried out by the people themselves. Mass organizations will have a central role in a socialist society. These voluntary-based organizations will be involved in the day-to-day management of the affairs of society. So the reorganization of housing under socialism has to do with the rational distribution of this abundance created by capitalism, but is being held hostage by the capitalist class.
There you have it. That's their agenda. Plain and simple. It's out front. Scrap the Constitution. Get rid of the president. Replace with an executive. Complete checks and balances completely out the window. And this is just for starters. We'll meet some of Maryland's Democrat Socialists in a moment. 6:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the west side outer loop now is beginning to slow. Liberty Road, we're looking at you right here with the live shot right at the bridge, right before we get to Security Boulevard and I-70. And it's slowing there, and it really is heavy from that point until we clear Route 40 and then start down the hill towards 95 and the Wilkins Avenue ramp. So right now it's pretty much the normal delay. Had the wreck earlier, backed us up on 95 in Rosedale. The wreck is gone. All the traffic that was backed up is now down at both the Harbor Tunnels. So we're looking at a little more than 10-minute delays southbound, both on 95 now and 895 south. Several minor accidents in the city. The new wreck northeast side just came in at Lockraven Boulevard at Belvedere Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be mostly sunny day today. It's a gorgeous summer morning here this morning, so hope you get out and enjoy it. Today's high is going to be in the upper 80s tonight, low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, heat and humidity return. And we'll be up in the low 90s by Wednesday. We're back into triple digits again under that heat dome. So it's going to be hot for several days later this week. Right now, sunny and 67 downtown Baltimore. It is 70 in Stephenville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending and the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey, I had Captain Crunch for breakfast. The roof of my mouth is in shreds.
No. Yeah, you gotta put some milk on it first. Okay? Oh. That's how that works. Hey, sad news. Dozens of Dairy Queen locations around the country are closing. So this is a blizzard warning, folks.
Oh.
Those thick ice cream treats began in DQ in 1985. Do you know who did the first TV commercial for Dairy Queen? Let's see if you can identify him.
It's the newest treat from Dairy Queen. The Blizzard. The delicious new Dairy Queen Blizzard. The treat's so thick, you gotta spoon it up. Get a Blizzard made with a Butterfinger. A Heath Bar. Cookies. The choice is yours. The new treat's so rich and thick, you gotta spoon it up. The Blizzard. The new treat from Dairy Queen.
Treat you like. Holy smoke, of course.
Who?
It's Casey Kasem.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's Casey Kasem of American Top 40 fame.
Ruh-roh.
By the way, DQ serves soft ice cream, not frozen custard. You know the difference between the two?
I don't. I like custard better. I know that.
Yeah, I do like the frozen custard. Frozen custard actually has egg yolks in it, and it's got a higher butter fat and less air. And again, it's a creamier, heavier texture of ice cream, while the soft serve is got more air in it, less butter fat, so it's lighter in texture. So
it's better for you, actually?
But frozen custard, my favorite is frozen custard.
At this point, who cares?
Yeah, who really does give a flying?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Some people
Excuse
like to
you.
Know the difference, you know?
Okay, well, you pointed it out, now move on.
Glory Days Grill, all right. You want to take over?
You want me to?
Maybe we should do that for like April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can run the whole 3-hour show.
You come down here, I'll come up there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. As long as I have access to the barter network in Buffet City.
No.
That'd be a great deal.
We'll go gator
hunting. That's not
going
to be written in.
Glory Days Grill, closing two more Baltimore area restaurants. Ellicott City and Eldersburg will both close. And again, they closed on Sunday. So the Carroll County restaurant has been open at Eldersburg for 15 years. And so they have said bye-bye, Glory Days Grill. Tim Hortons, the Canadian coffee donut place, coming to Timonium.
Mm.
They're going to be on York Road near Belfast Road, right across from a Burger King there, according to folks there. Baskin-Robbins introducing a new Brookie Batter ice cream, if you like that. And they brought back Oreo S'mores ice cream as well at Baskin and Robbins. And Panda Express bringing back the most successful limited-time menu in the chain's history. They're bringing back the Hot Orange Chicken.
Ooh.
To more than 2,500 Panda Express locations nationwide, beginning, actually started over the weekend. So you should be able to get them today at participating Panda Expresses.
Sweet.
Might be pandemonium at these restaurants.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
It's a Monday.
That
Come
makes
on.
My stomach hurt.
It was all right till then.
It was. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Right. 6:48, 12 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. So the Democrat Socialists, with their shocking new platform, scrap the Senate, gut the presidency, toss the Constitution, the whole nine yards. And Some of the Maryland Democrat socialists, and again, it's not as prominent and prevalent as it is in New York City, but the Maryland Democrats are out there. Gabriel Acevero is a DSA member who serves as a Maryland State Delegate for District 39 in Montgomery County, and again, first elected in 2018. He has championed progressive policies, including Anton's Law for Police. He wants Medicare for All. And Medicare is, by the way, due to go bust in the next, I think, 9 years, is it? Is it 2035, 20, somewhere around there? And transgender equality. Metro DC DSA has consistently endorsed his reelection bids. Of course, his solidarity with Palestinians and much, much more. So that's one. Keep an eye on him. The other one, I can't remember his first name, but I think his last name is Stewart. He's a delegate from also Montgomery County. So I'll see if I get you his first name there. And I was doing some research over the weekend. Mark Elrich, the Montgomery County executive, is a longtime member of the Democrat Socialists of America. He's identified as a socialist since his college years. And he got the official endorsement of the Metro DC DCA for his campaign. And again, he was at the University of Maryland. He told the DSA then that his values align closely with theirs. And he stated publicly he does not have a socialist agenda to undo the business rule of Montgomery County, but keep an eye on Mark Elrich. And she just lost her race in Senate District 23 here in Maryland. That would be Rahila Ahmed, a dynamite community leader. And she has risen up the ranks from Prince George's County Board of Education, through the University of Maryland. She got 44% of the vote in Prince George's County and lost to an incumbent, I think Ron Watson, in Prince George's County. So they are here. They are formulating. They're organizing. And it's just a matter of time before they, I think, completely take over the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. Something to keep in mind for this coming election in the fall. So just wanted you to be aware of the Democrat Socialists of America are here in Maryland, not in great numbers. And there are actually, you go back to the local school board races and a lot of the county council races, there are a lot of them. There's about three dozen of them at the grassroots level. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that very closely, that is for sure. 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. And I want to tell you about, if you love grilling as I do, best place to get your grills, Town Appliance, right now, 4th of July, where you can save a ton of money on the red, white, and blue savings for the 4th of July. We're talking about incredible deals on just about every grill in stock at Town Appliance. They have a bunch of them. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. 70 different brands, and both mayors who run the place. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your grilling needs. Plus, they offer flexible financing options. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters today. Visit them at townappliance.com for more information.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Are you thinking about fixing up your home before you sell it? My Fix It to Sell program gives you the money up front to repair or improve your home, and you pay us back when it sells. Visit VinnyStio.com. That's VinnyStio.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.653, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the ride to Annapolis looks good. The Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound, two eastbound. No complaints through Sandy Point over the Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. With all the lanes open, we might see the beginning of a minor buildup now along I-97 southbound at Route 32. The Beltway west side, pretty busy already. 795 Liberty Road down through I-70, better after Route 40. And both the tunnels already this morning now with about a 10-minute delay, both 95 south around O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, and 895 now is heavy around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, upper 80s tonight, low in the mid-60s. And then the heat and humidity come back with a vengeance starting Tuesday. Wednesday, triple digits once again. Going to be very, very hot. Right now, sunny 67 in Glen Burnie. And it is 67 in Middle River. By the way, the other Democrats, and these are avowed members of the Democrats Socialists of America. That's why I'm introducing them to you here in Maryland. I told you about Gabriel Acevedo, and the other one in Maryland is a Vaughn Stewart. He, of course, in the House of Delegates in the, again, 2019 membership in the DSC is a current member according to their membership rolls. So Vaughn Stewart, Gabriel Acevedo in Montgomery County, Mark Elrich, the Montgomery County executive. That's the reason why we refer to Montgomery County as the People's Republic of Montgomery County, because of the strong thread of socialism and progressives that dominate that county's politics. I don't know what the Justice Roberts and or Justice Amy Coney Barrett were smoking. I don't know what they could possibly have been thinking in their recent ruling on, of course, the birthright citizenship case. But now we have learned from Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton. He's released images that show so-called birth tourism operations operating out of ordinary-looking homes across Texas. The photos depict rows and rows and rows of bassinets allegedly used to house newborns delivered by foreign nationals seeking U.S. citizenship for their children under the nation's birthright citizenship laws. Paxton is alleging that some of these operations involve Chinese nationals who returned to China after giving birth, raising renewed questions about whether the current interpretation of birthright citizenship is being exploited in ways the framers never, ever intended. That is the reason why President Trump has asked the court to rehear the case, something that it's been done, but rarely. In the history. I think the last case was back in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and look at that. But a Texas hospital is under investigation after allegedly advertising maternity packages to pregnant foreign nationals near the U.S.-Mexican border. The investigation was launched following reports of a billboard in Texas promoting childbirth services starting at $4,000 and a now-removed website marketing the hospital's maternity care. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has directed state agencies to investigate, and Texas State Representative Brian Harrison has introduced a bill to stop the madness.
So the state of Texas, what I'm calling for is an immediate special session. I want Governor Abbott to call us back to the Capitol right now so that we can make birth tourism a state-level felony. That is absolutely an option that's available to us under our state and federal constitutions. It's Texas. We get to decide what's legal and what's not legal to operate as businesses in our state. And then number two, something that doesn't even require a special session. We need the governor and his political appointee at HHS in Texas to immediately stop issuing birth certificates to illegal aliens and non-citizens. Because as far as I'm concerned, after that ruling on birthright citizenship, the fact that the state of Texas is still giving out birth certificates, not just giving them out, by the way, advertising them on our Texas government taxpayer-funded website, advertising the types of foreign documents that we will accept to get a birth certificate if you can just get here for long enough to have your baby born here and then leave to wherever country you came from. That is not only not fighting birth tourism, that is actually incentivizing birth tourism, and that is a betrayal of the 30 million Texans who call this state home. They need more than just rhetoric and talk out of their elected leaders here in Texas. They deserve action.
Yeah, it's interesting how that would be constructed, how that law would look, because I'm trying to think how logically you would apply that. So what would you have a couple, the mother comes into a Texas hospital. She obviously is pregnant, going to give birth. Do you ask to see her citizenship papers or the father? Does at least one of the parents have to be a citizen, or is it the mother that has to be a citizen? So then you'd have to get some kind of verification from them that either one or both are citizens, because that's the natural born citizen argument there. One of both parents have to at least be a citizen. If not, if this woman does not have any kind of legal documentation, then does the hospital not issue a birth certificate in the state of Texas? And so, again, there's that. And then how do you know if there's an official record of a birth that occurred in it's a mess. The Supreme Court has basically dropped this It really is. It's a steaming pile of you-know-what manure on the country. And affected our sovereignty, affected our borders, and it just and this is not something the founding fathers had ever envisioned for the future. But stuff happens, and I think both Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett are compromised individuals on the court, and certainly you can read that in the latest some of the rounds between Wall Street Journal's got a piece right now with Justice Alito and how he and Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor are each other's not throats, but they are the rhetoric is sharpening. Let's put it that way. But it'd be interesting to see how that works and if that holds up in courts as well. Just thought you'd be interested in knowing that. Coming up next, did Kamala Harris pull strings for Wes Moore in order to get his Bronze Star? It's not a slam dunk, but it certainly is leaning in that direction. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Great sadness in Washington with the death of Lindsey Graham. The 71-year-old South Carolina senator died Saturday night. Fellow South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
Here's a guy raised in the back of a bar. He's 19 years old at the University of South Carolina. Within 15 months, his mother dies, and then his father has a massive heart attack, and he passes as well. Lindsey adopts his 13-year-old sister and becomes a surrogate father to his sister. That pain and misery led him into public service. He started public service because he wanted to make sure that no one felt invisible.
Senator Scott on ABC's This Week. Senator Graham died after a rupture in his aorta, according to a preliminary medical examiner finding. The rupture related to the hardening of Graham's arteries. An official cause of death will be disclosed after toxicological and microscopic testing. A massive heat wave spreading across the U.S., and this one could be unusually difficult to escape. As much as two-thirds of the continental U.S. could feel the effects of an unusually large and long-lasting heat dome. The National Weather Service predicting more than 90 local temperature records could be tied or broken through Wednesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom hired a private attorney as he and his wife face a reported Justice Department investigation tied to her taxes.
Newsom calls the probe a political witch hunt, but has come under fire for not releasing tax returns from 2021 through 2025 after promising greater transparency. Reports also indicate federal agents have contacted family members, friends, and former associates connected to Newsom's business and nonprofit activities, with several reportedly retaining legal counsel. Ken Lorman reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
BW Parkway northbound, just a little bit slow here. It's a speed reduction north at 197 coming up from the Prince George's County line. Everybody southbound is okay to Arundel Mills to Route 100 and down to Route 32. Nothing really major on the Beltway. The west side has that one slow pocket between Liberty Road and Frederick Road. After that, we're good to go. Both the tunnels have kind of eased up just a bit. So right now, we're in the neighborhood of about 5, maybe 7 minute delays southbound, both on 95 and 895. JFX, you're good this morning. from Ruxton Road, heading downtown through the ramps at Mount Royal Avenue and all the way down to the Fayette Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. Temperatures heat up starting Tuesday with highs back in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Falston, 68 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined counterparts from 14 other states suing the U.S. Department of Education to prevent cuts to mental health grants for schools. The coalition says the Trump administration planned to unlawfully terminate the congressionally approved grants at the end of July as a violation of the Administrative Procedure Act and the U.S. Constitution. The attorneys general have moved for a preliminary injunction to prevent the cuts. And Brandon Scott is reminding city community groups to register their events online for National Night Out next month. National Night Out is held on the first Tuesday in August each year to help build partnerships between police and the communities they serve. Community organizations and neighborhood associations can find a link to the registration site through Baltimore City's website. And a Sunday afternoon drive through Cockeysville quickly turned into a race to warn a family their home was burning. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 314, the pick 4, 1207. 705 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, here was the scene yesterday at Camden Yards. O's leading the Royals 8-2, bottom of the seventh.
Oh, no.
Blaze Alexander not happy with that pitch up and in from Lucas Erceg. And look out now. The Royals and the Orioles benches will empty after Blaze gets drilled. Craig Albernaz trying to keep Blaze back and out of the fray.
Kevin Brown had it on Masson. Benches emptied. Bullpens emptied. No punches thrown. But the result is a big blow for the Birds, marring the 8-2 win. A broken hand for Blaze Alexander, likely to keep him out 6 to 8 weeks. Post-game reaction from yesterday's starting pitcher, Shane Boz.
Yeah, it sucks. But, you know, I think everyone believes that we have the pieces to, you know, step up and pick him up through this time. And, yeah, it's super unfortunate.
Birds win their fourth in a row, uplifting at the All-Star break, leaves them in the thick of it with 13 games left before the trade deadline. Anthony Nunez, by the way, gets the win in relief of Boz, and the Birds' bullpen was strong all weekend, shut the door with 4 1/3 of scoreless baseball yesterday. Meanwhile, last night in Atlanta at the Motor Speed Way. What a finish in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Three wide for the lead. Through turns three and four. Bell pushing Blaney. Middle lane, Hosobar. Back to the checkered flag. It's going to be Ryan Blaney who wins it in Atlanta. Oh my, what a dominating win.
Ryan Blaney wins the three wide battle on the final lap of overtime. And finally, the PGA Tour in Scotland over the weekend. South Korean phenom Tom Kim wins for the first time in 1,001 days, shooting a bogey-free 6-under-64 yesterday to come from behind for the win. And Scottie Scheffler missed the cut this weekend. We talked about that on Friday, the potential, snapping his historic streak of 78 consecutive made cuts. He finished the first two rounds at even par, missing the cut by two strokes prior to the event. He hadn't missed since since August of 2022. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Cena takes up for Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the local contact numbers. If you'd like to join us here this morning, you can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Wes Moore still kind of playing coy with the issue of boys playing girls sports. We have some audio evidence of that. It is the two-year anniversary of the assassination attempt of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. And did you know the FBI still not has launched an investigation into the alleged shooter? Secret Service did, but not the FBI. Why? But our top story here today is, once again, a disturbing series of developments regarding Wes Moore and his military records. Spotlight on Maryland and investigative journalist Drew Sullen, who we had on the show just a couple of about a week or so ago, has another, I think, very damning piece of evidence and another story on him out yesterday in the Baltimore Sun and over at Fox 45. And basically, it appears that Kamala Harris pulled strings for Wes Moore to get a Bronze Star that he may not deserve. And again, most veterans who are wrongly denied a military award don't get a three-star general to personally intervene for them. They don't get direct access to the Secretary of the Army. They certainly don't get a U.S. senator from a state they don't live in to sponsor the award. They don't get politically damaging controversy transformed into a retroactive military honor and lost without question nearly 20 years later. And they do not get it done from start to finish in 7 days, but Wes Moore did. Okay? They're calling this a political rescue mission. That's exactly what it is. It's a great choice of a phrase. That Moore's pursuit of the Bronze Star in 2024 relied heavily on political favors, special access, inaccurate information about his Afghanistan deployment, involved the deliberate concealment of key facts regarding Moore's end of deployment awards in 2006. Remember, the New York Times, it was Mackenzie Frost in 2022 that said Moore had a false claim of having a Bronze Star. She was the first to report it. The New York Slimes followed in 24, revealing Moore had claimed on a 2006 White House fellowship application he had been awarded the Bronze Star, even though Army records showed he had not. That officer, retired Lieutenant General Michael Fenzel, was not merely his superior. Fenzel was a close friend, a teammate, a groomsman, an officer who arranged his deployment to Afghanistan, the man who told the Times he had personally seen Moore's fully approved Bronze Star paperwork before it was lost, but then later he would recant that, saying, no, it was done by voice. There was no paperwork. So which is it? He's already been caught in a contradiction. The Times expose was damaging to Moore, who likely understood he needed to correct his dishonest claim that he received a Bronze Star the day before it was published. August 28, 2024, Moore and Fenzel discussed the problem in text messages that Spotlight on Maryland were able to get a hold of. Fenzel, who was still actively serving, said, as the recommender, and given I am still on active duty, I can resubmit both the combat action badge and the Bronze Star with witness statements, he texted to Wes Moore. Moore replied, outstanding. He told Fenzel that the cab had already been addressed and the Bronze Star needed fixing. Quote, that is absolutely huge. Thank you, sir. End of quote, Moore wrote. Fenzel later told the AP that his next move was to call the chief of staff to Army Secretary Christine Wormuth to notify her he intended to recommend Moore for the award and create the paperwork anew. Stay tuned. There's more to come. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking at the west side, outer loop between Liberty Road and Route 40, not too bad. Good pacing there right now. The inner loop at Green Spring is good. The Parkville side is clear. JFX is still running okay between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. We're about 5, maybe 7 minutes at the old Harbor Tunnel, if that. It's trying to get a little better. 95 South is improving now. Looks good going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and clear down through the ramps at Camden Yards as you're passing the interchange there at I-395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine abounds in a gorgeous summer morning here this morning. High today, upper 80s, overnight low mid-60s, and the heat and humidity return starting tomorrow. By Wednesday, we'll be in triple digits. Right now, we're looking at 64 in Forest Hill, 69 in Dundalk. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging. Bigger and better than ever before.
All right, U.S. Central Com releasing footage from the latest round of Iran strikes after Iran attacks neighboring Gulf countries. The 140 military targets now have been destroyed or attacked by U.S. forces in that region. The president gave the Iranians until Saturday night to announce that the Strait of Hormuz would be open without tolls. They failed to do that, and thus another round of pain was delivered on Iran. Although the ceasefire is over, the blockade is being reimposed. More aircraft carriers are on their way to the region to enforce the blockade. Talks can still continue on a peace deal, but it doesn't seem as if the Iranians are interested. Everybody knows by now, Senator Lindsey Graham has passed away at the age of 71. The big question is who is going to replace him? Again, there could be a temporary replacement. The governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster, could name that replacement any day. Now, some are suggesting he could name himself, but he couldn't serve as governor and as sitting senator. And so then the lieutenant governor is Pam Yvette. She would then become, I guess, temporary governor, or maybe Pam Yvette could be the temporary replacement. In any event, there is going to be a primary and then a general election, as his term was up in January anyway. He was going to breeze to re-election. President Trump says he's got somebody in mind, but he wouldn't share it with Kristen Welker on Meet the Depressed.
I have somebody that I think would be great, but I don't want to say it now.
Okay.
Because it just, you know, it's too soon with Lindsey.
Yeah, it is too soon with Lindsey being gone. And that is something that Nancy Mace has suggested she would like to be considered for that seat. Other names that are being bandied about include, of course, Henry McMaster, Pam Yvette, and, of course, Nancy Mace, and there are a few others that have surfaced to the top. The president now saying they're mocking the Democrats for being led by loud and unattractive people who have totally lost their way. Senator Mike Lee says that to honor Lindsey Graham, Republicans should, repeat, should, pass the Save America Act. Maybe they rename it for Lindsey Graham or they do it in his honor. But don't expect Thune the Buffoon to honor that at all. It's going to be interesting today to see if Senator Cruz is one of us or not, because they come back from recess today in the Senate. And, of course, he is going to head up one of the key committees that would, you know, see a number of these pieces of legislation, whether or not they get you know, the president's agenda is going to get put to the top on the front burner, or whether they're going to continue to basically drag their feet. So we'll tell you more about that coming up in just a second. But we are now waiting. Here's the problem with Senator McConnell, who, by the way, released a photograph of himself. Now he's saying there was no cardiac arrest, there was no stroke, that he suffered a fall in his home. And that's the reason why he's in rehab and physical therapy. I mean, look, the guy, if you're not able to conduct the business of the United States Senator, you should resign and let somebody else take over and do it. It's this, there's too many key things that need to be done. I understand you've had a long, record of service, but at some point in time, you got to give up the ghost. If you can no longer physically do the job, or mentally, as we've seen before, it is time to retire. So, I wish him well. Hope he recovers, but I think he should, along with his CCP-loving wife, Elaine Chao, go quietly into the night and let somebody else come in there. Because now we're looking at, with McConnell not voting, and he's still weeks away, according to Scott Jennings, and now with Lindsey Graham gone, we don't know how long it's going to take to name that replacement. You're down to 51 votes in the Senate right now, and that's razor thin to try to get the presence. All it takes now is a couple of defections, and you got Tom Tillis, you got Murkowski. Susan Collins better toe the line because she's in a race for her life up in Maine. So we'll have to wait and see. But again, you talk about razor thin margins over in the House. It's 218 to 212, and I think one independent. And now, of course, we've got 51 Republican senators due to McConnell and Graham. All right, and that's a look at the Golden Age, 540 days into the second Trump administration,
and we are just getting started.
Don't forget the best of Casey and Company each and every day is at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages and brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Sad news that actor Sam Neill has passed away at the age of 78. You might remember him from Jurassic Park. He was in a number of other big movies. I think he was in one of the Damien movies as well, the horror movies. He played the adult Damien as well as some other. Sam Neill dead, a native New Zealander, dead at the age of 78 years young. Just a very, very sad story. We're talking about Wes Moore's political rescue mission to get the Bronze Star. He knowingly lied about getting the Bronze Star. He alleged that Fenzel told him that he had been approved, and that's the reason why he could put it on his White House fellow application. And at that point, Wes Moore said that was an honest mistake. Well, there was nothing honest about it. If you have not physically received that award, if it's not in your possession or not on your uniform, you haven't gotten it. And you don't put it down on an application, period. That is not an honest mistake. That is an attempt at embellishment and stolen valor. But when you look at it, apparently you got all sorts of people intervening on his behalf. The Secretary of the Army did so. Then, of course, a three-star general did so. And now we're finding out that there was a letter that went to a request went to the office of Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, why wouldn't you go to your own delegation here in Maryland? You got two U.S. senators here from that are Democrats, right? You got also Brooks, and you have Van Hollen. You could have gone to either one of them. You could have gone to any other of the seven of the eight Democrats here in the state of Maryland. No, instead, you chose Kamala Harris. to do it. And then she was able to convince the Democrat that replaced Dianne Feinstein to write a letter on Westmore's behalf. We'll share that with you coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company. 7:23, traffic and weather on the freeze with the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a brief delay at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's a speed reduction right here at O'Donnell Street. They're going into the tunnel with the lanes open. Of course, 895 is only a two-lane roadway, so we're backed up. It's 3 to 5 minutes right now on the southbound side. I can see 95 right next door. All is well there going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 95 there is four lanes wide, so no complaints right now. On the Beltway, we don't see any big problems. The west side fills in, then kind of slows down a little bit. But right now it's running okay with a lot of gaps in the traffic, but busy between Liberty Road and the ramps at Frederick Road. Have not seen any early problems at all around the Bay Bridge and through Annapolis all the way over towards I-97. And even the backup, not there yet this morning, still running just fine on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny today, upper 80s tonight, mid-60s for the low. Heat and humidity increase with sunshine, highs in the low 90s and up to triple digits by Wednesday or so. Right now, 69 and sunny in Dundalk, and it is 68 in Pasadena. I get a lot of people telling me, emails, texts, and saying, Sean, why do you even bother? It's not going to make any difference in this state. Democrats going to vote for him no matter what. Nobody's going to pay attention to the military records. It's more of affordability, and we cover all those issues. But the reason why I think it's important is that we have a disturbing pattern, not only on its military records, but on the missing thesis at Oxford and some of these other things. There's a missing pattern. There's a pattern here of him embellishing, which has already been, I think, a very impressive resume to begin with. But the need to embellish that is that he needed to beef it up for national political office. And that's what's motivating this. That's why he's done this. And now he's been caught. He's been caught. And the question is, will there be consequences, for these actions? For instance, in this particular case, you have the three-star general, Army Secretary, aware of this this request, backing that. But even with that, more still needed to help from Congress. So commanders have 2 years to submit a soldier for an award following the active period of service being recognized. More was 16 years past that deadline. 16 years past it. And the one exception under 10 U.S. Code, Section 1130, a military department secretary may consider a late award if a member of Congress sponsors the request and asks for review. So he did need a congressional sponsor, but that request did not go through a single, as I mentioned, member of Maryland's delegation. And you ask why. Moore believed his relationship with former Vice President Kamala Harris, developed while he was campaigning for Biden, was strong enough he could ask her office to help with the Bronze Star. So that is how U.S. Senator LaFonza Butler of California, one of Harris's closest political allies, became part of the process. Butler had been appointed to complete Senator Difi's term. Spotlight on Maryland confirmed Moore's request for help went to Kamala Harris's office, but has not independently established Harris's level of involvement, whether it was a personal phone call, a conversation, or if there was a document. But the document they do have is that Butler sent a letter to the Army Secretary requesting approval of the Bronze Star for Captain retired Wesley Moore. Again, and that was wrong as well. Butler's request rested entirely on Fenzel's claim that Moore had been approved for the Bronze Star, but the paperwork was lost, a claim that no evidence has been produced to support. Butler wrote that Moore was recommended and approved for Bronze Star in May of 2006 due to his exemplary service and performance, but that the award was neither processed nor was it filed into his official Army records. Butler relied on what appears to have come directly from Westmore, Fenzel, or both. And normally, this would take 6 to 15 months to process this request. It was done within 7 days. Magically, right? The secretary informed Moore at the Army-Navy game in Baltimore, December 14th, that he would receive the award. Fenzel presented it at an invitation-only ceremony at the governor's residence in Annapolis, December 23rd, 2024. By the way, the Washington Compost and the Associated Propagandists were there. No local media from Baltimore were invited. Gee, I wonder why. Because they'll ask actually tough questions. They're not interested in coronating Westmore for president of the United States. But what clearly now is the problem, the photograph that shows Westmore got an ARCOM, an Army Commendation Medal, not a Bronze Star, so it appears that the paperwork that may have been lost was for the ARCOM. And maybe they put in for a Bronze Star, but that was downgraded because he didn't serve enough time in country to qualify for the Bronze Star. Instead, he got the ARCOM. But Fenzel allegedly told him he was putting him in for the Bronze Star. Well, maybe he did. But then maybe the up-and-ups said, no, no, you don't qualify for the Bronze Star. You haven't been deployed long enough in country. And gave him the ARCOM instead. So this whole thing, to me, that is stolen valor, and that should not be allowed to stand. But it appears that Kamala Harris may have pulled some strings for her buddy Wes Moore to get an award that he was not deserving of. Stay tuned. I'm sure there's more to come.
I wish I was surprised.
Yeah, nobody's surprised, really. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings transmission. No surprise here. They've teamed up now to create, an incredible opportunity for you to get your transmission serviced and know that you have a trusted shop close by. And they're not new names either. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They know transmissions, and they'll save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer pricing, this is who you need to call. You'll get straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, free area towing and financing. Call Glenn Burney at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings at 410-686-6700. Visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, actually, with one strong team serving you in Baltimore. 7:30, let's get the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 says that most veterans who were wrongly denied a military award do not get a three-star general to personally intervene for them. They don't get a direct access to the Secretary of the Army and don't get a U.S. senator from a state they don't live in to sponsor the award. And they don't get a politically damaging controversy transformed into a retroactive military honor almost without question nearly 20 years later. And they don't get it done from start to finish in 7 days. But Wes Moore did. Spotlight on Maryland has learned that Moore's pursuit of the Bronze Star Medal in 2024 relied heavily on political favors, special access, inaccurate information about his Afghanistan deployment, and involved the deliberate concealment of key facts regarding Moore's end of deployment awards in 2006. These revelations raise serious questions about the process used to obtain the Bronze Star presented to Moore in 2024 and whether it violated federal law. And a large crowd gathered in Baltimore's Fells Point neighborhood Saturday night, prompting a police response. The entertainment area has seen repeated gatherings of young people this summer. Baltimore police confirmed officers responded and were able to safely disperse the crowd. And two people were hospitalized after suffering from heat exhaustion during Friday evening's Chris Brown and Usher concert at Northwest Stadium, according to PG County's fire department. Officials noted that the injuries were minor, and while the fire department responded to several other heat-related incidents at the venue, those individuals only required water and a cool space to recover, rather than hospital transport. And health officials are tracking cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasite-linked illness that has sickened dozens of people across Maryland and Virginia as outbreaks in other states grow much larger. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today.
Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway, and the medic units are just pulling up on the inner loop after the bridge at Park Heights Avenue. And they're going to be blocking the right side of the roadway. So very quickly now, you're coming around the curve from Reisterstown Road and coming up from 795. When you get to the top of the hill before Park Heights Avenue, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. All the equipment just now arriving there at the scene. There's a new minor accident in the city. It's in Brooklyn at Patapsco Avenue at 4th Street on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. Temperatures heat up starting Tuesday with highs back in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Netflix hit Stranger Things came to Baltimore yesterday in the form of the Orioles' five-run sixth inning.
2-0 for Gunner. And a half swing here. Could this be another break? Yes! It's dropped by Strom! And all of a sudden, everything's coming up Orioles.
Kevin Brown had the call on Madison. Gunnar Henderson's 10-foot swinging bunt single off the plate, misplayed by the pitcher, part of a wacky 5-run six as the Birds complete the sweep of Kansas City. 8-2 was the final, lifting the hopes, at least temporarily, for Baltimore baseball fans. The inning included a run-scoring balk and a pinch-hit RBI ground rule double by Jeremiah Jackson. Who else? After the game, the manager pleased with the Birds throughout the weekend.
Our guys did a great job this whole series. Pitching was outstanding. Defense was good overall, some hiccups, but good overall, good when it needed to be. And
a couple errors for the Birds yesterday, but it didn't matter. Birds with their first four-game winning streak of the season. Meanwhile, Friday night at Camden Yards, did you see this? What a doozy. In case you missed it, O's and Royals tied at 3, bottom of the 8th. One out, one on for Sam Basayo. Listen to what happens next. Ah, we missed it. All right, we're going to get to that later. But Basayo with a crank run, and then he threw the bat against the netting in a large outburst, a display of emotion on Friday night. It was quite a night, actually, Friday night at Camden Yards. And finally, what is up with comedian Eric Andre and Baltimore? The irreverent comedian had a strong words for Charm City during a recent roundtable interview with John Cena, Chris Maloney, and Ego Wadim, Andre's co-stars in the new Netflix comedy Little Brother. Let's take a listen to this. This was Eric Andre. Here we go.
There's always a price.
I'm never going to Baltimore again.
Don't say that.
May that city burn to the ground for what
they
do. Don't
do that. That's the birthplace of National Bohemian Beer. It says from the land of pleasant living.
On the can. I'm coming back.
From the land of pleasant living. It's on the can.
All right, I'm coming around to be more.
To Baltimore.
Okay, yay. I like, you know.
Brooks and Frank Robinson.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you lost me on that one.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Is he from England?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Babe Ruth.
Familiar.
Cal Ripken.
The candy bar?
Ripken?
Yes.
Come on.
Old Bay.
Jim Palmer.
John Waters.
John Waters.
Seasoning.
Old Bay seasoning.
It's on everything. It's in your water.
Okay, well.
John Cena defending Baltimore. Lovely. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we'll explain why all that happened.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, our economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
So Eric Andre, are you familiar with him?
I am not.
Yeah, he's a comedian. He's somewhat woke, but he's funny. And so this happened at a roundtable interview on Esquire magazine podcast because they were promoting a new movie that they're all in.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Eric Andre was in Baltimore last month. He was attending the WWE event at the CFG Bank Arena. He was part of the show. He was sitting in the front row. They brought him on. You know, they instigated with him. They brought him into the ring, and apparently the Samoan Werewolf splashed him twice from the top rope, you know, all the way down. And so this is the traumatic event that Eric Andre was talking about as to why he'd never come back to the city of Baltimore again. But it was all a ruse,
yeah,
because he was part of the show.
Right, exactly.
You know?
So this is all part of the hype.
Exactly.
Yeah, to keep it going.
But I do love, though, the discourse on Baltimore.
Yeah.
John Cena bringing up old pays everywhere, it's in your water. I mean, that is a fantastic line. So true, by the way.
It is. Yeah, that's Bold Bay wings yesterday. They were amazing.
You did.
Yeah.
I put it in tuna fish. I put it on my egg salad. Yeah. I put it everywhere.
But people put it on french fries, on popcorn.
Everything. Turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Salmon cakes, crab cakes, you name it. So, all good stuff.
Love it.
Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I mentioned Ted Cruz. I wanted to tell you why I said that. When the Senate is back in session today, Ted Cruz will now chair the Rules Committee because of Mitch McConnell's absence. Okay? So, there are procedural moves he can make to advance the Save America Act. Today, we'll ask the question, is Cruz one of us? We're about to find out whether whether he's a true conservative, whether he is supports the Save America Act, or whether he doesn't. That will be answered quickly. Today also, the second anniversary of the attempted assassination of President Trump at Butler, Pennsylvania. And after numerous official investigations and no transparency whatsoever by the FBI, we, the public, are none the wiser about who the shooter actually is or was. Now listen, the Secret Service, Homeland Security, the IG at DHS, Pennsylvania State Police, Butler County officials, including the coroner, Senate Homeland Security and Judiciary Committees, House of Representatives Task Force on the Attempted Assassination of Donald J. Trump, and the lead investigative body, the FBI, have all investigated what happened. The problem with all those agencies' conclusions is that none can or will provide basic information about the identity of the alleged shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, making it extraordinarily difficult to conclude who did what, where, and when. Now, I get it under Christopher Wray. Under his tenure, this is when it started. Mike Kelly, the Pennsylvania congressman, wrote, the FBI stonewalled the investigation, refusing to share crucial files that were the result of either deliberate obstruction or pure incompetence. That should have changed when Kash Patel was confirmed. Remember, he's the one that said, I pledge full transparency with Congress. Hundreds of lawmakers' questions the FBI have gone unanswered. That will not happen if I'm confirmed and all appropriate requests for information will be responded to expeditiously and fully, close quote. Judicial Watch, under a FOIA request, is requesting comprehensive investigative files relating to the alleged shooter, Crooks. Judicial Watch was successful in its FOIA request, and the FBI has been supplying the organization with heavily redacted documents. You thought the UFO files were bad. This is even worse. 75,000 documents on the case. The rate of current release, most people alive today won't be alive by the time the FBI completes their document dump. They're dragging their feet. They're slow walking the file release. Why? The question is, why? Don't the American people deserve to know who or what was behind the plot to kill the president? Now, the fact that we have all sorts of unanswered questions still, here's just one. There's so many of these. One question is, what physical evidence, DNA, dental, or blood-based tests were conducted to identify the alleged shooter? Currently, no information has been provided by any of the released investigations about how the recovered body lying on the AGRA building roof there, the AGR building roof, was identified and by whom. Oddly enough, None of the official investigations mention the alleged shooter's body lay on the AGR building roof all night until 6 a.m. the morning after the shooting. How does a thorough investigation miss such an important piece of information, especially when it comes to chain of custody issues? How is it possible that not one of the official investigations, nor the Allegheny County Medical Examiner, or the Butler County Coroner make any notes about the eyeglasses that the alleged shooter Crooks wore that day? Photographs posted on social media show no eyeglasses on the deceased body. But worse, it is the Butler County Coroner's job to list everything that was on the body that day. Were the eyeglasses removed? And by who? Because, you know, he was shot dead right there on the roof. This is just 2 years in. We have no idea who, other than his name, we know nothing else about the alleged shooter of an attempted, and by the way, he killed Corey Compratore. And he wounded two other Trump supporters that day and almost killed the President of the United States. And not a single government agency has any answers for us. Why is that? I would like to know. 743 traffic weather on the threes. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Chuck is here with the latest on traffic.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The interloop delay now is because of the wreck just after Park Heights Avenue and after the bridge at Stevenson Road. It was stopped temporarily. They had a wrecker that came in, had to back up, get into place to get to this vehicle. So there was a motorcycle policeman there that stopped everybody temporarily. The backup on the Beltway now is going to start to affect the traffic coming up from Liberty Road through 795 and Reisterstown Road. When you get there, as far as it stands right now, you'll still need to be in the center and the left-hand lane as you're going by the accident scene. There's a fire truck there, actually two, and a medic unit there as well, along with the state police. Now, the outer loop delay in the last couple of minutes has stretched back to 795 right after the bridge there, and it's slowing right on down through the interchange at I-70 and towards Route 40. I don't see anything in the roadway, but definitely slow on the outer loop through that area, getting better down the hill towards Frederick Road. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop by, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today. Highs in the upper 80s, overnight low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, heat and humidity increase. Sunshine in the low 90s. Right now, sunny, 68 in Forest Hills, 70 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We get WCBM merchandise up for grabs here today. And our contestant is Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, guys.
Now, you want to go first, second, morning. Third, or last?
I'll go second.
All right.
Oh, sandwich.
Tony wants to go second. Apparently, there's a new trend among Generation Z concert goers. Due to the price of tickets and the length of concerts, some are basically pooping at the concert. Some even in their own chairs. Well, an enterprising young company has come up with an answer for these Generation Z concert goers who don't want to miss a single second of their favorite act. It's called the Two Drop Adult Diapers for Generation Z concert goers. You get 12 adult diapers for $49.99, and you can get them all online.
Who does this? Yeah. Well, somebody here several years ago.
Yeah.
I don't miss a minute of their show.
I don't think that was a Generation Z.
No.
That's a fool. Who cleans it up?
Story two.
Good question.
A live hand grenade was discovered at a home after a family's pet dog carried the device onto the property last Friday, prompting police and the bomb disposal officers to destroy the explosive. Apparently, this was a live hand grenade. Had the dog bitten down on it or dropped it, it could have gone off.
K-9 would have become K-Boom.
Yeah. And story three, in the latest insanity out of universities, College Fix is reporting a University of Minnesota project to create therapeutic transgender dolls for children as young as 4 years old is officially launching this year. Grounded in gender-affirming clinical practices, the dolls will be therapeutic and for educators working with children ages 4 to 10. All right, story one, the two-drop adult diaper, now available for Generation Z concert goers. Story two, pet dog carries a live hand grenade home. Or story three, University of Minnesota launches a transgender doll for four-year-olds. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Is that a hand grenade, or are you just glad to see me?
Good dog.
Good dog. One, please.
Chuck goes for story one. Tony in Pikesville?
The number three probably depends on Velcro. But I'm going with one, too.
All right, Tony goes for one. Kristen?
Yeah, I think, sadly, the trans dolls are probably true, and the dog story sounds crazy enough to be true. I'm going to say number one. I hope that's fake.
And Kristen, number one. And Maggie?
I'm going to have to go with number one. I can't imagine anybody... It's like, just
well,
if it takes you that long, then
story number one,
go to the doctor anyway.
It is happening, but there is no company designing diapers. That is happening.
That much of a fan. I'm a fan of a lot of things.
It's happened at the Olivia Rodrigo concert and another concert in Philadelphia, of course, Philadelphia. Where
it goes without
so
saying.
You're going to crap your pants in order to not miss a beat.
That's exactly what's happening.
Sit there.
Okay,
I
was going to say, I can't think of anybody who would be most disgusting. Oh, stop it.
Yeah. No,
stop it.
It is happening. I mean, you know, some of these concerts are like $300-$400 a ticket. And, you know, people just don't, apparently can't control themselves.
I
wonder if they go see Daddy Dewdrop, if they would be a problem. Who knows?
Maybe have the concert on Thursday.
Thank you, Chuck, for that.
Thank you, Ms. Casey.
Tony, I'll put you in. I'll tell you how to get your prize. Yep. Unbelievable. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, your calls and comments on Wes Moore, and we'll also take a look at him playing coy on boys playing in girls' sports. Stay with us here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Got Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk with Tim Fazenbaker. He's a county council candidate in Baltimore County, District 9. Coming up a little bit later on, what the heck is going on in the head of the Utah judge in the trial of Tyler Robinson? I mean, some basic slam dunk damning evidence was revealed last week, and he's going to take up to 2 months to decide whether there was enough probable cause to take it to trial. I just don't get that at all. And Ivan Bates basically is handing over the Safe Streets worker accused of attempted murder to the feds, and he will tell us why he's doing that. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Once again, the king of all traffic is Lugnuts Johnson.
The right lane on the inner loop after Stevenson is still blocked with the fire department there, and also the state police is right there on the right side, so that cleanup's still underway. Three lanes are getting by, but in the meantime, you'll have that delay that's going back beyond to the ramps at 795. And again, watch your speed if you're coming up from Liberty Road. Everybody else on the Beltway a little bit slow down the west side from 795 to Frederick Road. And now some building traffic on the northeast corner as you're traveling on the outer loop around Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, mostly sunny today. Upper 80s overnight, mid-60s. The heat and humidity creep back into the area starting tomorrow. Maybe triple digits by Wednesday. Right now, sunny 71 in Pasadena, and it is 71 in downtown Baltimore. Let's take a call here this morning from Dennis in Sykesville. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
Long-time listener.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Back to the early 90s, so I love your show. You know, I think that if Wes Moore put as much effort into rebuilding the Key Bridge as he did embellishing his record, that bridge would be halfway constructed right now.
Probably.
I think that Dan Cox just needs to beat this into ad nauseum here and just send out every Democrat voter in the state of Maryland a link to this story. I mean, this has been an incredibly well-done investigative reporting on Wes Moore's military record and all the things that's gone on. The problem is I don't think very many people have seen it. And I think that he needs to beat that him over the head with that and let him, you know, answer for it. And he never will. But maybe that would change the outcome of the gubernatorial election.
Yeah, you're right. And what's interesting to me is that I want to give credit to Drew. We had him on a couple of weeks ago, Drew Solon, who is a career veteran colonel. And he is also an investigative journalist and credentialed. And he's done an amazing job for Spotlight on Maryland, which is a joint operation between the Baltimore Sun, Fox 45, and Channel 7. In D.C., and he's done meticulous work on this. But notice, absolutely, on all these national appearances, whether it's on the, not once do they bring up anything about this anymore. Initially, it was an issue, and then, of course, they've now gone completely silent on it. Nobody is talking. I think there was, I've heard one interview bring it up on CNN, and that was it. But you would think with the latest, revelations that he had to have strings pulled for him to get an award that may not have ever been, that if he did apply for it, it appears it was downgraded or not approved. Instead, he got the ARCOM, the Army Commendation Medal, and that's what was the photograph showing that medal was pinned on his chest. It wasn't the Bronze Star. He didn't deserve a Bronze Star, and yet Kamala Harris pulled strings, allegedly, to help him get one. I mean, that just, I think, diminishes, not to any of the other Bronze Star recipients, because they actually deserve it, but I just think that, to me, is diminishes his ability, the credibility issue. And why should we believe him? If he's going to say stuff like that, why should we believe him on any other issue, any other promise, any other thing that he has said? And he's gone to prove in this state is leave no one behind. He's leaving the entire state behind at this point.
Absolutely.
Dennis, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Speaking of Wes Moore, Fox 45, Spotlight on Maryland, once again, because the rest of the television stations and news outlets are asleep at the wheel, including the Baltimore Banner. They tried to do some kind of rehabilitative piece on his military records and end up blowing it up in their face anyway. But anyway, the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights launched an investigation last month into whether Maryland State Department of Education violates Title IX. The Supreme Court ruled that states can determine access to sports teams based on biological sex. So they asked him, do you believe biological men should be able to participate in women's sports? And his office did not respond, but he did tell the Patrick Bet David podcast this when he was asked the question earlier.
I think we have to always show a sense of humanity in where we are. We want to make sure that we're protecting all of our kids. We want to make sure we're doing that. But if the competition becomes unfair, I think that's where you have to be able to draw a line. And I think there's ways you can do it. I think there's, you know, one thing I know is that our local jurisdictions are actually the ones who are responsible for this. And actually, I think that's a good thing. Like, I don't think that the president or a governor should be getting involved in something that is actually a decision of a local jurisdiction. And I trust local jurisdictions to be able to figure this out. However, I also know when I think about it from the perspective of my daughter, I want her to be safe and I want her to be able to compete fairly. And I think that both of those two things can live simultaneously, where you can provide measurements for people and all young people to get the same benefits in sports that we all got. But also know, I do not want my child to be have it be either unfair or unsafe.
You have an answer?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, that's his way of, it's a word salad trying to have it both ways. You know, there are two ways you can do this. We'll discuss this on the other side here a little bit. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your Homesold Guarantee Realty. Vinny and his team, of agents, will sell your home for the price that you want when you want it sold. And they'll have a guarantee there as well. Once you sign on the contract, the dotted line, your home is sold. It's guaranteed because Vinny's got all these programs and he's got ways to make sure that your home is going to sell for that price. And one of those is the database of 12 to 13,000 people that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today. So just give Vinny a call. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and Vinny would be more than happy to come out to one of his agents and sit down and discuss asking price, time frame, etc. Again, Vinny Steele, your home sold, guaranteed realty company. Coming up next, Tim Fazenbaker is running for Baltimore County Council, District 9. We'll talk with him and much more here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. A massive heat wave spreading across the United States, and this one could be unusually difficult to escape. As much as two-thirds of the continental U.S. could feel the effects. More than 90 local temperature records could be tied or broken through Wednesday, with triple-digit highs expected across parts of the West and Northern Plains. There's shock and disbelief following the death Saturday of South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
He was a great politician. He really was. He got along with a lot of people that you wouldn't think of. He was somebody that loved our country, and he fought very hard for the country.
President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press he had spoken with Graham, with the lawmaker, getting back from his trip to Ukraine.
But no, he felt okay. I mean, I actually, on the call, he told me, Kristen, he said, you know, I feel good, but I'm tired. He was fine. I knew him well. He would let you know if he wasn't feeling well. He had days where he didn't feel so well, and he'd let you know about it.
And now Kentucky Governor Henry McMaster must appoint a temporary replacement until January. Qatar's former ruler has died.
Qatar TV announcing the death of Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, the former ruler of Qatar, who transformed the tiny Persian Gulf nation into a global player in diplomacy, media, and investment. He was 74. In less than a generation, Sheikh Hamad turned his energy-rich nation into an international crossroads. Qatar owns Harrods department store in London, an Al Jazeera satellite news network, and its political reach stretches from North Africa to Afghanistan. In 2013, Sheikh Hamad voluntarily stepped down and turned over power to his son. I'm Donna Water.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. 5 stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a 5-star American wireless company that won't let you down.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The morning backup towards Annapolis is there now. It's just a normal heavy traffic. I-97 southbound at Route 32, getting better after the bridge at 178. Everything's just fine right now at the Bay Bridge, both east and westbound. They were clear at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, and eventually over to the ramp at 50 at I-97. The wreck on the Beltway now confined to the shoulder. All the fire department units have left the scene, so all the lanes are open again. That should start to clear out now as you're coming up from Liberty Road. And from 795, the outer loop is busy at Hartford Road and down the west side. Still a little bit slow at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Speed reduction there after O'Donnell Street, and even the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel was slow going into the tunnel, but all the lanes are open. I did see any problems on the north end, but a little bit slow after you pay the toll on 895 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. Temperatures heat up starting Tuesday with highs back in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Randallstown, 74 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A homicide investigation is underway in Woodlawn after a 26-year-old man was found shot several times early Sunday morning, according to Baltimore County Police. On July 12th, around 1:30 a.m., officers were called to the 1600 block of Whitehead Court, where they found the 26-year-old man who sustained several gunshot wounds to his upper body. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene, officials said. And a 17-year-old girl was arrested early Sunday morning after spitting at an officer in Fells Point, according to Baltimore Police. On July 12th, around 4:28 a.m., officers were called to the 400 block of South Broadway for a common assault. There, police found a small group of people beginning to leave the area. That's when a 17-year-old girl spit at an officer when she was asked to leave the area, authorities said. The juvenile was then arrested and taken to juvenile booking for processing. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 314. The pick 4 was 1207. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual 5-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, 1-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys. Well, 97 games into the season, the Birds finally have their first 4-game winning streak.
And he may well do so. Deep center field. Tavares will touch the ball. Right down the middle.
He threw it when he touched that with 2K.
JB. He just kind of...
Through the base of the batter's eye, Leody Taveras, a two-run shot. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. At 448 feet, Taveras' shot was the longest of his career, and it got the Birds going to an 8-2 win over the Royals yesterday as Baltimore, for the first time in 8 tries this season, wins their 4th game in a row. Now, the game was marred by an incident in the 7th when Orioles third baseman Blaze Alexander suffered a broken hand after being struck by a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, which sparked the benches to clear. After the game, manager Albernaz was asked how much of a gut punch this is.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Especially the way how Blaze has been playing on both sides of the ball, especially the way he's swinging the bat. But our guys showed we're resilient, you know, and then Blaze would be around and see where he's at rehab-wise and go from there, but yeah, definitely a gut punch.
The win puts Baltimore at 46-51 at the All-Star break, still in the thick of it with 13 games left before the trade deadline. Other baseball news, MLB amateur draft over the weekend. 21-year-old Rock Chalowski was the number one overall pick by the White Sox, shortstop out of UCLA. O's pick 7 selected 18-year-old Eric Booth Jr., a high school center fielder out of Mississippi. Dad played football at Southern Miss. Also, a pair of Terps were selected, pitcher Lance Williams to the Cubs in the 8th round. Utility man Braden Martin in the 11th. Martin was the nephew of the wizard Walt Williams. Coming up in 30 minutes, interesting comments from Kyle Hamilton. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Talk number 3 here on Casey and Company. Big election year, as you know, at the gubernatorial level, but also in Baltimore County is a county executive race. Let's not forget the county council races, the county council being expanded now to 9 districts, 9 seats from 7. And the Democrat plan is to turn that into a supermajority like they've done the General Insane Asylum in Annapolis. In fact, District 9 now combines Dundalk, Edgemere, and Rosedale all together. Joining us now is a candidate in District 9, Tim Faison-Baker. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Doing good. And how's the campaign going? What do you think is the most pressing issue for those living in District 9 today?
Well, everything's going great. The number one issue would be, of course, the economy, jobs, those types of things. And then secondly, preserving our way of life down here. So protecting Fort Howard, which we will get into, and basically safety as well. So the Key Bridge also is a main factor. So there's so many things that are going on, but the goal that we really have, and you're going to see this really soon, is we are going to make Dundalk the powerhouse again that it once was, and it's going to be the main factor for all of Maryland. It's going to come right here. You're going to see in a couple of weeks how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I read somewhere where I think you were an advocate of an AI center or whatever in Sparrows Point. Is that accurate? Is that something you're trying to attract to Sparrows Point?
No, that was a misconception. So one of the things I've talked about is the future. Elon Musk and President Trump had talked about this. The future in healthcare is going to be through AI. There's been a lot of cancer treatments that have been going that route. Something I wanted to attract people to come here really was about understanding, like, let's make this the research capital of the world. And basically an extension on Johns Hopkins to attract more affluency and to attract families to come down here. But there's going to be other avenues where we're going to make this area extremely strong, you know, equivalent to the steel plant days in the 40s. But there's going to be tons of ways that we're going to do this. And hopefully we can attract some of these places that are doing medical healthcare research and stuff like that down here as well.
No, but you're not talking a data center then?
No. Okay. No data center.
I want to make sure we get that right, because that's all you say that phrase now. It's like it's like a third rail, you know.
Yeah, and the people have spoken, so obviously they don't want it. They're not going to get it down here. Yeah,
exactly. So, what are your plans for Fort Howard? What should be done there?
So the issue with Fort Howard is the community here. We want to protect our way of life. You know, a lot of people don't realize that down this part of Dundalk, Greater Dundalk, you have Fort Howard, which is, it's very historic. You have farmlands. You have a very serene, peaceful way of life on the water. Not a lot of traffic. It's like Little Mayberry. Mm-hmm. But that area has always been designed for veteran use. Well, what Governor Wes Moore did, along with, we'll just say the developer, is they created an amendment in Annapolis, basically a year ago or so, called House Bill 538, which said the governor can override any hesitation or blockage of trying to force development down there. So for the past year, or 2 years really, my thought was, well, if the state's going to override county, then let's get the federal to override the state. And we've been attracting and going to President Trump and the Department of Veterans Affairs, say, you know what, take Fort Howard and make it part of Fort McHenry. Make it an historic park where you'll have some tourism coming by water as well, and it'll keep our way of life. It'll go back to veterans in a certain way, but it stops the development that we, the people down here, do not want. And I think that's the best solution to fix what the state and developers are trying to do with our land.
All right, very good. More with Tim Faison-Baker, candidate, District 9, Baltimore County Council, in just a moment. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking at a new problem, just found this by accident. It was kind of cruising around I-97 southbound right here at the bridge at Route 100 in Anne Arundel County, headed south. And it's pretty much dead stopped at this particular point. I looked at the camera down at New Cut Road. Not a lot of traffic there. So whatever this is, you have to assume it's a wreck southbound after 100 and before New Cut Road. And I think I just saw a medic unit coming down on the right side of the roadway. So this is a big backup right now if you're coming south from Dorsey Road to Route 100 and then eventually down towards New Cut Road. Let me go back to that camera just 1 second. Okay, some traffic is getting by here at New Cut Road, so it may indicate that one lane is open, but there's a pretty solid backup right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunshine today, upper 80s tonight, mid 60s for the low, and then the heat and humidity crank up again starting tomorrow through Wednesday, triple digits by Wednesday afternoon. Right now we're looking at some nice sunny, beautiful summer morning. 71 under sunny skies in Columbia, 70 in Middle River. Tim Faison-Baker is running for District 9, Baltimore County Council. One of the main concerns I'm hearing from everybody in all the districts is the rise of juvenile crime, Tim, in the county. And so what are your thoughts on how should we deal with this rise in this juvenile crime, and any specific thoughts on how to get it under control?
Yeah, and I got some videos of kids riding dirt bikes along Dundalk Avenue. Someone sent to me late last night, and people are asking, what can we do? And you know, about a year and a half ago, we had an incident where 15 kids jumped another kid. They were 12 years old or 13, and we put pressure on Scott Schellenberger, the state's attorney at the time, who to basically say, we want to move forward with making sure that these kids are held responsible. Well, then Scott made sure that he said, well, it's my hands are tied because of the state. So a lot of it is because of the state, and it's going to be also because of the county executive. So we need to put political pressure on these people in the press to say, this is what's going on. That's the only way you can actually get things changed, when you have like these super majorities that don't care what we say, is to make them look bad, to make people understand that if you want to change things, you really have to make sure that they feel the heat. Now, I also always say we police ourselves in our own communities, especially down in our area. We take pride in our area. So when we see those types of things, we still get out there and we make sure that, you know, the other parents are aware that, you know, your children are doing this and these types of things. But we have to be careful, because not everybody has those same values as us anymore. So that's why I say we want to protect our way of life. We want to attract people that are like-minded to our communities. We want to have families here. So we keep that kind of stuff away from us while the politicians are playing their games, and we're trying to fight them back. But attract the people here that have those same beliefs as you. That's the number one thing you can do. Bringing in high-paying jobs is going to be a factor that's going to bring in those families and keep away the people that are causing a lot of these issues and letting their kids doing these types of things.
So Tim, look, we know there's a lot of issues within the Republican Party, and it just seems that, you know, obviously there's some hardball politics being played across the board here, but two elected officials have said some nasty things about you. Senator Johnny Ray Sailing accusing you of trying to stalk him or threatening to stalk him, and Delegate Rick Metzger called you an evil man. What's going on between you and these two elected officials?
So they're in different races, but when I got into politics, it was really because the Republicans, and I'm a staunch Republican ever since I've been able to vote at 18, but the Republicans who weren't doing the things that we wanted the people, those Republicans to do, it happened to be those guys. And when I first got involved, I kept going to meetings and saying, why are you putting a halfway house down by my kid's school next to a bar? Why are you voting for higher taxes? And there's been a lot of sour grapes because, you know, the 11th commandment from Reagan, if you're not supposed to tax your own party, well, you know what? People come before party, and the principles come before party. And some people can't get over the fact that, you know what, you're going to challenge people. You know, we've had, you know, Delegate Metzger and I had a primary before where we were going against each other. Actually, Senator Sailing and I as well when we ran for Congress. And to hold people to their record is what we should be doing. So I haven't even spoken to either of those gentlemen in I don't know, 5 years. But they, whatever their acts, they have to grind, that's on them. But the ultimately what you'll see, if you look at the precinct breakdown in these areas are going more towards people who are more populist, more pro-Trump. And that's why you're seeing people like myself and others rise in these areas. And you're seeing people who have less conservative voting records not doing as well in communities like this. So I don't have an issue with the guys. They're going to do what they're going to do. It's all ultimately up to the people in the community. And we got to find a way to work together. I've already said I'm willing to do whatever I can to help. But ultimately, it's going to fall back on them.
Yeah. Lastly, then, you know, what can you do to create more investment into your district, more jobs? And I know you talked briefly about having to revitalize Dundalk and bring it back to, you know, to the steel point that you want it to be. But any other specific programs that you are looking at to help do that?
Yeah, one thing that you might hear in a couple of weeks some major news coming from the area, but one thing I'm trying to do is I've been working with the federal administration, whether it's President Trump or somebody else, to try to bring resources here. And that means utilizing those resources that can actually make a massive game changer down here. And I used to say Woodlawn has the Social Security Administration building because their politicians were able to attract that there. Why has Dundalk in this area not been able to do that? I think things are about to change in a major way because we've been working with the federal administration behind the scenes for a while to try to make a major difference, not only for this district, but for this state. And everybody's going to see it pretty soon. And it's going to be amazing.
Tim, how do people find out more about your campaign, support, volunteer, donate, et cetera?
Yep, you can go to timfazenbaker.com, F-A-Z-E-N-B-A-K-E-R, just like it's sounds. And obviously, you can find me on social media. I'm everywhere, and I thank everybody. And I'm looking forward to November and helping make Dundalk great again.
Very good, Tim. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tim Fazenbaker running District 9, Baltimore County Council this coming fall. It's 8:20, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, we'll take a look at our America 250 update.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. And I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, Harmony Park has a more supportive staffing model than other memory cares. Can you tell us what that looks like?
Absolutely. So when Lorian first started out with making a memory care program, we wanted to think about how we could be different from other places and much more supportive to our residents. So Lorian's history is in skilled nursing. So skilled nursing always comes with very robust staffing. So for our memory care program, we wanted to have a very similar model. So we have what's called a skilled nursing staffing model for our memory care. When we built it, we started out with having a programming director who is only focused on the activities in our memory care. We also have a clinical director who is only focused on the clinical side of our memory care. A lot of places will just have one person overseeing the whole thing, but we thought it was enough for two. We also have multiple staff members who are just focused on care, and they report to our clinical director. And we also have an extremely robust staff for our activities programming. So that comes with multiple people working day shift, and we keep going with our staffing for activities until 8 p.m., which is also very unique. We also have a program that we do with the Howard County High Schools for students who are training to be CNAs. So they come into our memory care specifically and do activities with our residents on top of the activity staff.
What is the ratio?
So the ratio, honestly, would probably be about 1 to 5.
Wow.
Because of the amount of people that we have in our memory care program at all times.
That is an incredible number. And if you need more information on Harmony Park at Lorien Harmony Hall, then all you need to do is log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com. Once again, LorienAssistedLiving.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, state police are now saying there are two different accidents in this area. I-97 around Quarterfield Road, and then again just south of Route 100. And with that, we are getting delays. If you're coming south from Ferndale and coming down from 648, you're working your way through Quarterfield Road, Route 100. Yeah, they're looking at it, and there is a backup through there. And even the northbound side, I'm looking at the camera at Newcut Road, which is south of there. The northbound traffic coming up on the northbound side is looking at the two different accidents southbound, so you'll have a delay there coming up through Millersville on the northbound side. Traffic now is trickling just a little bit here southbound at Newcut Road, so it does indicate that some traffic is getting by, but I would be prepared for that delay anywhere south on the 648 along I-97 on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine, gorgeous morning today, going up to upper 80s tonight, mid-60s for the low, and then heat and humidity back on Tuesday. Low 90s by Wednesday, triple-digit temperatures. 71 and sunny in Ellicott City, 71 in Pikesville. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America 250. Big day on the expansion of the U.S. On this day, July 13, 1787, Congress enacted the Northwest Ordinance, structuring the settlement of the Northwest Territory, creating policies for the addition of new states to the nation. All told, 10 in the Northwest, as well as Kentucky, Tennessee, and Vermont, would eventually gain enough power to make sure that this country would expand, and expand it did. But we're meeting the signers of the Declaration of Independence post-Independence Day celebration. celebrations. And remember, none of the 56 signers died as a result of their signature. But before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. Not a single one would ever renounce their signature. One of those was John Penn of North Carolina, one of the rare men with little early education, was able to rise to membership within North Carolina's political and social elite. He was a native of Virginia. He met his wife, of course. She was from Granville, North Carolina. They moved to her place of birth. And in 1774, Penn brought to the court in Virginia in charge of disrespectful and possible treasonous remarks about King George III. A jury found him guilty, but the judge, less intimidated by the authorities than the jury members, imposed a fine of only one penny. Penn refused to pay the fine on principle. That led to a lot of people admiring John Penn. And his law practice in Granville would flourish. His success led to a role in public affairs. He would be elected to the first Continental Congress, sent to the North Carolina Provincial Congress. In the Continental Congress, he immediately made his commitment to independence clear, declaring, quote, "My first wish is for America to be free." Penn was outspoken even after he signed the Declaration of Independence along with two other men from North Carolina. Outspoken his political views and his tireless efforts to support the war, he served on the state's Board of War, earned the praise of many Americans. He went on in 1779 to support the Pennsylvania Packet, which again attacked Congress for alleged ineptitude in economic matters. Penn and the Packet would criticize and make these charges that some members of Congress were using their positions to make fortunes on wild speculations that undermine continental currency. That sounds familiar? In the modern day age, see, it's the same problems we had back then happened today. That would outrage Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts. Yes, that Gerry of gerrymandering fame. By 1781, the toll of public service had caught up with John Penn. His health was poor, and he was weary of the strain of his wartime responsibilities. He went home to his wife, where he would pass September 14th, 1788, at the age of 47. And that's a look at America 250 and one of our Declaration of Independence signers.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos, and he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up next, I don't know if you had a chance to see much of the pre-trial hearing to establish probable cause for Tyler Robinson, the alleged murderer of Charlie Kirk, but it wrapped up last Friday with very powerful and damning testimony and evidence that we did not get a chance to see. It was in the courtroom. It was not made public. But again, it was pretty much a slam dunk for probable cause. But so then why is the judge going to take 2 months to make up his mind? We'll talk about that and more coming up next. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that police officers in Montgomery County shot and killed a man who was allegedly loading a gun at a bus station near a busy shopping center, according to law enforcement leaders. During a news conference, Montgomery County Police Department Captain Cody Field said officers with MCPD and the Gaithersburg Police Department were called to the 9600 block of Lost Knife Road, just off the Montgomery Village Plaza Shopping Center, around 6:47 p.m. for reports of a weapons complaint. And a cat was rescued after a witness reported seeing someone attempt to throw the animal from a moving vehicle while crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, according to the Prince George's County Division of the Maryland National Capitol Park Police. The incident was reported on Sunday on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge Trail after a concerned citizen contacted authorities. Park police said officers responded quickly and safely rescued the cat, which was not injured. The animal is now receiving care. And three people were killed and another was injured in a crash involving a Tesla, a motorcycle, and a possible hit-and-run vehicle early Sunday in PG County, according to Maryland State Police troopers from the Maryland State Police College Park Barrack. And they responded around 12:45 a.m. to the intersection of Crane Highway and Governor's Park Lane in the greater Upper Marlboro area for a reported crash involving a passenger vehicle
and a motorcycle. And detectives are investigating after an off-duty Baltimore police officer was shot in South Clifton Park in East Baltimore Saturday night, said authorities. On July 11th, at approximately 8:32 p.m., officers responded to the 2100 block of Sinclair Lane to investigate a reported shooting. Upon arrival, officers located a fellow off-duty officer suffering from an apparent graze wound to the arm. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a new wreck on the Topside Beltway now. The inner loop between Green Spring and the JFX. Look down here, and I think it may actually be east of the JFX and closer towards 83. We don't have the pinpoint yet on exactly where it is, but looking at the traffic here, slowing, crossing the JFX, and then over towards 83. The backup now is back into Pikesville once again on the inner loops. A heads up east of Reisterstown Road as you're heading towards Towson on the inner loop. We finally did get a look at the wreck on I-97 southbound after the bridge at Route 100 and before Quarterfield Road. It's on the right center lane of I-97 southbound. The backup there again if you're coming south from 648 working your way down towards New Cut Road. Pretty good size delay, and the northbound side is looking at it also with a backup as you're coming up from New Cut Road towards the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. Temperatures heat up starting Tuesday with highs back in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles at the All-Star break sit in fourth place in the American League East. They're 46-51, 11.5 games back of the Rays, but in a jumbled American League race to the playoffs, are only two games back in the wild card. Manager Albernaz was asked after yesterday's sweep of Kansas City what he'll be doing in the next 3 days.
Yeah, same. Yeah, nothing changes. Yeah, baseball. I don't stop thinking about it. Try to figure out all the little things, but it'll be a good break for the boys and come back ready to go in Houston.
Yeah, the lone Oriole repping the Birds at the All-Star game will be Adley Rutschman. No Pete Alonso, despite his 21 home runs and his 65 runs batted in. Meanwhile, former Oriole shortstop Mike Bordick thinks the Birds are still this close to making the playoffs, but Gunnar Henderson is the key.
I honestly think that if Gunnar found any kind of hot streak, this whole team would, I don't know, they'd just say, all right, now we can go. You know, because I feel like they're waiting on Gunnar to find consistency to some point. Now,
Henderson 5-for-13 in the Kansas City series, but he's only batting 13-for-66. That's a 197 in his last 16 games. He's got career lows in batting average, slug, on-base percentage, and OPS. Football news, D.C. style. The Redskins announcing their all-time leading rusher and Super Bowl 17 MVP will have his number retired by the franchise on November 8th. Talking about the diesel, of course, John Riggins, the epitome of what the Redskins were back in the late 70s and early 80s. He'll have his number 44 retired, 76 years of age. The Pro Football Hall of Famer will forever be remembered for this.
Riggins. He's going to go all the way unless Blackwood can catch him, and he can't.
The late, great Dick Enberg had the call on NBC. Riggo's 43-yard touchdown on 4th-and-1 late in the fourth sealed the Redskins' first Super Bowl win over Miami, an iconic play in Super Bowl history. Elsewhere, the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks were sold for an NFL franchise record $9.61 billion over the weekend. The purchase is pending the approval of NFL owners. And with football season on the horizon, how about this from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, extolling the virtues of one particular opponent.
Myles Garrett, I think, is like if an alien came to Earth and was like, let me see your best human that you have. Myles Garrett is who we're putting up there. Peak human, what do they say, peak male physique? That's what it is. Just athleticism. If you create a football player in the lab, it's going to be Myles Garrett. So.
And it's a good thing Garrett's out of our hair for a while. Browns trading him out of the division and to the Rams in the offseason. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the league is just not legit.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
70 chip. That was the play.
70 chip.
70 chip was the play for Riggins on that fourth
two and one. Two blocks on the outside. Was it Don Warren, the tight end, who was in motion?
Yep.
Sealed it off.
Yep.
And then I don't know who the left tackle was, but he blocked in, and that hole was wide open.
Yeah, and he was off. And he was fast. People didn't realize. He was big, but he was fast. It's interesting. My sons and my grandson, we all picked like one game to go to, you know, because we used to have season tickets, but it got too crazy. We picked November 8th. And that just happens to be the game that Riggo is going to be retired.
Yeah,
so. And you know what? For years, he was one of the biggest Dan Snyder critics around.
Yeah.
And that's a reason why he was persona non grata.
That's true.
And now, of course, he's gone and Josh Harris is the owner. It's good to see.
Hey, speaking of persona non grata, let me play you this. This happened on the Dan Patrick Show.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a live take from the Lake Tahoe, Nevada for a championship celebrity golf tournament. They were scheduled to have on the commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert, and she bailed on him.
Wow.
And she was playing golf 50 yards away. Listen to this.
And she's 50 yards away. She's hitting practice shots out of the bunker. So that's what's disappointing. We deserve more respect than what she gave us yesterday.
You can't be a legitimate major league if you do stuff like that.
Something else was pointed out to me that, you know, they're the only professional, in quotes, league that does not have full-time referees.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now you can see that the level of refereeing, and Caitlin Clark is getting hammered on a regular basis.
Well, but he was going to ask her stuff like that, and she refused to. Well, it's not that she refused. Mm-hmm. The thought is that the PR people pulled her at the last minute.
Yeah, probably, because they have a mess in their hands.
They do.
All right, thanks, Gary. It's 8:39, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So I don't know if you watched any of the 5-day preliminary hearing into the this is what's amazing to me. In this country, normally when you're accused of a crime, normally you have a plea within, 24 to 48 hours? Do you know that Tyler Robinson, the man accused of murdering Charlie Kirk, has not entered a formal plea as of yet? And again, September 10th will be 1 year. 1 year. And it was just mind-boggling to me that the evidence that I did see, well, this is a probable cause hearing. This isn't the actual trial. And clearly, this went way beyond probable cause. The DNA evidence, the 5 different confessions, the text exchanges between his alleged lover and Tyler Robinson, the fact that he said he was turning himself in, that he did it, that he was sorry. He was crying about it. All of this. Then, apparently, there was a video shown, surveillance, a photo and video, close up. No doubt it was him. And it was shown to the courtroom, but not to the public, on Friday. And you see close up him pulling the trigger. I mean, that's pretty much slam dunk evidence to me for probable cause. What happens at trial is a whole different thing. But this judge, Tony Graff, said that he's going to wait till September to make his decision on the probable cause, whether or not there's enough for him to stand trial. A year after the fact is when, A, he'll enter a plea, and B, whether or not they'll hand him over for trial for probable cause. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I understand this is a high-profile case. I understand the rights of the accused have to be factored in. But I want to point out Section 773872 of the Utah Code, which says the right to a speedy disposition of the charges free from unwarranted delay caused by or at least at the behest of the defendant. End of quote. That's exactly what Tyler Robinson and his defense attorneys have done. These are unwarranted delays. Now, I understand you're charged with a high-profile crime, the murder of another human being. But these kinds of delays, the challenge of every piece of evidence at a probable cause hearing, is doing nothing more than basically extending the pain and suffering of the victim's family. And there should be some balance here, don't you think, between the rights? And by the way, you're guaranteed the right of a speedy trial under the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Does a speedy trial a year after the fact? So there has to be a balance. And that's what judges are supposed to do. They're supposed to call balls and strikes. They're umpires. They're not supposed to put their thumb on the scale. They're not supposed to basically give the defense everything they've asked for, or the prosecution for that matter. In this particular case, this is a travesty of justice. And hopefully things will prevail when this judge somehow comes to a decision, which to me, and I'm not a judge, and I didn't watch every second, but the parts that I did watch, surely there's enough probable cause for him to stand trial. 8:43. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we got to look at the wreck on the Beltway. It's on the interloop. It is just past the ramp at the JFX, so not quite over towards 83, but it's crowding the right lane. Looks like a dump truck involved, and it's sitting there on the right side. So with the result of that now going back, all the way back towards Reisterstown Road. When you come down the hill from Greenspring, try to stay to the center and the left as you're moving through there. I-97 has a delay both north and southbound. The wreck is southbound after the bridge at Route 100 and before Quarterfield Road, still taking up the right side of the roadway. So we're getting traffic by, but if you're coming down from Ferndale at 648, you'll have that delay. Northbound, there was nothing wrong. They're just looking at it. And we're backed up before New Cut Road northbound, and then you'll pick up speed after you clear the accident and start heading up eventually to the Beltway on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, upper 80s for the high, low to mid 60s tonight, and then heat and humidity return for tomorrow. Right now, sunny 74 in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs and Owings Mills. Sunday afternoon drive through Cockeysville yesterday quickly turned into a race to warn a family that their home was burning. Zane Levy was passing a home along Pedonia Road when he spotted flames coming out of the back of the home. With his cell phone recording, he ran straight to the front door, banging and yelling to get the people inside out. And, of course, Baltimore County fire crews were called around 12:44 yesterday. When they did arrive, officials said the fire was burning on the home's rear deck. It already spread onto the second floor. No residents were still inside by the time crews arrived, thanks to the early actions of Zane Levy.
I immediately went into, is there anybody in the house? Is there any pets in the house? I recently joined the junior fire department in Reisterstown a few months back, and we've been talking about some fire behavior and stuff. Yeah. I don't really have heavy amounts of knowledge on the fire behavior and all that, but I went into where is the fire? Is there anybody inside? And if there's like backdraft.
Just amazing that he just that quickly just jumped out of his car, with cell phone in hand and recording it while he was not banging on the door, getting everybody out of the house. Way to go, Zane. That is an incredible story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, and you can check them out at townappliance.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
So last week we had another ICE involved, the shooting of an illegal alien. This happened in Houston, and three passengers were in a vehicle detained by ICE. They were looking for an individual by the name of Araujo, and the Houston Chronicle said that this happened in East Houston, and apparently this was... the left is saying they targeted the wrong individual here, and they've ended up shooting this individual fatally. And the individual's name is Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. Apparently his brother was the one who's apparently sought by ICE. But here's what happened. Apparently when they pulled the van over, the individual driving, Mr. Araujo, once again attempted to run over the ICE officer with the van. The ICE officer shot and the driver and neutralized the threat, killing him. So this now, as you might imagine, caused much consternation, and there is the left is going apoplectic about it, because once again you have an illegal alien in our country illegally who then tried to run over an ICE officer who was then shot and killed as a result of his actions, much like, what was it, Rebecca Good, is that her name? And Alex Pretty, I think, in Minnesota. And so Texas Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia, though, she had some advice on for ICE agents and for, really, police and FBI, whoever, on what you should be shooting at, and it's certainly not the people.
If they really think that a car is going to hurt somebody, I mean, even a kid would tell you, you shoot the tires. You don't shoot the driver.
Shooting the tires does not stop the perp from ramming a law enforcement agent or running them over. You can still drive the vehicle on the rims of the wheels. Maybe not as fast, but in close proximity, that's certainly enough to run over a law enforcement officer. So that's like the left always say, well, can't you just shoot him in the leg? That doesn't stop him when you shoot him in the leg. It's two to the center mass, one to the head is what stops him. All right, 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, Ivan Bates on why he says a federal case will better hold up on a former Safe Streets worker that was charged with attempted murder. We'll get that for you next. Right now, you're listening to Casey and Company. Oh, we want to tell you about our good friends at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Michael, Marcia, Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, the whole firm is dedicated to you recovering from any kind of injury that you would suffer in a serious automobile accident. And that's what they've been doing for over 40 years. And they've been recognized for in the last decade or so of being named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year. Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the associate attorneys, they take care of everything with all of their entire approach is holistic. They want you to recover so you can get back to family, back to running your business, back to your work, whatever your priorities are. And you let them do all the heavy lifting. And they do that. They deal with the insurance companies. They deal with diminution of value if your vehicle's been totaled. Most law firms won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. If you don't have a doctor, they will find you a doctor. If you do need some costs, advanced medical costs, they'll do that as well. If you need to go to court, you know, they'll represent you in court. They'll litigate. And a lot of these cases do settle out of court, but sometimes they don't. You want a seasoned practice litigator, and you want somebody that you know who your attorney's going to be, not, you know, the pick of the litter at some big law firm. At this you know, boutique law firm, you're going to know it's Michael, Stephen, or Rachel Alford Friedman. Those are the three lawyers at the law offices of Michael E. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years. Check him out at maflaw.com.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. If you're thinking about selling, now's the time. I sell homes for 3.1% more. That's $12,400 extra on a $400,000 home. Your home sold guaranteed, or I'll buy it at vinnysteo.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, on Friday, I don't know if you saw the story or not. The story broke. It was by Patty McMurray at Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit, I should say. They were examining over 155,000 absentee envelopes in the state of Michigan. And they discovered over 26,000 absentee ballots were unlawfully counted in the Detroit 3 November 2020 election. 26,000. They went through 155,000, this group of people. You talk about dedicated patriots. And they found, I think, slam dunk evidence of election fraud. 26,000 absentee ballots that were unlawfully counted in Detroit's 2020 election. I was so excited. I think, okay, we're finally going to get to the bottom of this, right? And I tuned into all these shows and these websites, et cetera, over the weekend, with the exception of War Room, Steve Bannon. Again, there's just nothing on Fox News. Not a single thing. Nothing at the Hill. The Daily Wire ignored it. Breitbart didn't touch it. Newsmax had nothing on it. The Epic Times, which I read, nothing. Washington Examiner, National Review, The Blaze, Town Hall, not a single news concern. I'm not talking about the left. I knew the left was going to ignore it. I'm talking about reliable conservative news aggregators and or news operations completely ignored this story. So these are crocodile tears when you hear these people talk about election integrity, because they don't give a damn. They don't care. Just an incredible story. You should search it. It's a Gateway Pundit. Okay, Patty McMurray. Clear evidence of election fraud in the 2020 election. 8:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so good news for the wrap up. Both the accidents now are gone. Southbound I-97 after 100, completely gone now from the roadway. That's improving. The northbound side, which was backed up to New Cut Road, has also cleared out. And then the incident on the inner loop right after JFX also has cleared the right lane. So any backups there left over in Pikesville should be going away pretty quickly. And the good news is right now we're fine, doing it just fine. All the lanes are open. No delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunshine today, upper 80s, overnight low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, heat and humidity return. They're calling it a classic front. Triple digits by Wednesday. And the two people, Maggie and Kim, both get really excited when the weather heats up. Oh, yeah. Right now, 75 in sunny in Ocean City, 74 in Severn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good.
I did, actually. It was a lot of just kind of resting and, you know, cleaning.
Right.
I feel like I'm cleaning all the time. Yeah. I work and I clean, and I'm Olivia's chauffeur.
He pretty much summed it up there.
Yeah, it's all I
do. That's your life as of now.
Yeah, but I had a great time. I appreciate it. Of course, all that was changed when I saw the announcement that Senator Lindsey Graham had suddenly passed away.
Right.
I think everybody was shocked at that news. I was waiting for more information about Senator Mitch McConnell at that point. And then to see Lindsey Graham, I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then we see the photo, allegedly, of Mitch McConnell in the... They said he was in the ICU.
Right. He might have been in the ICU.
He might have been in an ICU.
He was in a hospital room.
He was fully
room,
dressed.
Right.
Right. So now, of course, there's questions there. But with Senator Lindsey Graham, I was most shocked to see the New York Post put out an article saying that he really wasn't independently wealthy. all of that time on Capitol Hill, and they're saying that he was not someone that amassed, you know, $20 to $30 million. Right. I was surprised by that one, Sean.
He must one of the rare members of the U.S. Senate that was not a millionaire, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. So I was surprised by that. Anyways, we'll talk about that, of course. We'll talk about Mitch McConnell. We're also going to talk about the Rosedale takeover, as they call it, on Friday night. More juveniles completely out of control. Then Saturday night into Sunday morning, you saw the huge crowds that fell.
Fell's Point.
I mean, it's clear they don't have a strategy or a plan.
I don't think they know how to deal with these meetups, if you will, these teen takeovers. There's just no way.
Is it because you think the laws on the books on the state level?
I think it's part of it. And I think there's, again, you have to have the will to do it.
Yeah.
And I think the Democrats who dominate most of the jurisdictions right now, they don't want to be seen to be picking on these utes out on the streets, or even the guy. I mean, really, what happened to this concept? We're going to go after the parents. We didn't. That's like gone now.
I know it is. Yeah, Ivan Bates almost has seemed to fall in line on that one. And you know what? Somebody brought it up last week, Sean, wondering whether or not we should all go back to being able to vote for not just the sheriff, but the police commissioner, the police chief, because those are appointed positions in Baltimore County and Baltimore City.
Right.
And it does seem like there's politics involved in all.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, there's 100% politics being played there.
I wonder if we could put that on the ballot and bring it back to the people. Maybe that. Yeah, wishful thinking. Is that what
you're saying? Did the alarm go off yet? Did you hit the snooze bar?
Oh, man. Maybe it is.
You forget what state you live in.
I know.
And who runs it.
It's sad. It is sad, though. But if you notice, Harford County, Carroll County, all of those jurisdictions where crime is not out of control, they have sheriffs that are elected by the people.
Exactly.
Anyways, all that more coming up next. Thanks, Sean.
Kim Klasick Live, always informative and entertaining. Ivan Bates says the reason why that he's turning over the case of the Safe Streets worker is because of the federales. Well, he says they have a better chance of keeping him locked up for a longer period of time.
You have that many prior felonies. You want to do life on the installment plan, is what it says to me. And if that's the case, we're going to give you what you asked for. But you didn't ask to be on the state side. You asked to be on the federal side.
What does it say to the victim who was shot and the suspect was facing attempted first-degree murder charges and now there's handgun violations?
We talked to the victim, wasn't the happiest about it, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that I have a duty not only to the victim, but the community at large. And so a number of different things could happen. You never know what's a total given on a jury trial. But once again, we still have the opportunity to proceed on the state side if we want to and if the victim wants to.
Do you hear that? It's all about the jury, folks. And when you don't think you can get a conviction before a Baltimore City jury, that's when you take the federal option, according to Ivan Bates. Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale going on right now. You can save 50, 60, up to 73% off some select Rescue Natural Supplements. All you need to do is check them out online, res-q.com. They're already deeply discounted, and you can check them out there. And, of course, you can order right there. Again, no coupon code is necessary to take advantage of these savings, from omega-3s to red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10, men's and women's, vitamins, hormone supplements, weight loss supplements, supplements help you fall asleep and stay asleep, you name it. We got it at Rescue Natural Supplements. Christmas in July sale. It's one of the best sales of the year. And again, no coupon code is needed. res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Tell them I told you to call. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.